folks. We are live, second week running. New hours for the Info Warrior, 6 to 9 Central Time every Sunday. And I am fresh off a trip to Washington, D.C., to Philadelphia. Not even just D.C. I mean, we flew into Baltimore. We went to D.C. We got as many landmarks as we possibly could, getting harassed over and over and over and over and over again along the way. I'd say I had the easiest at the Capitol building. I got a little guff over at the Korean War Memorial. And then somebody was just completely ridiculous at the Federal Reserve, but I killed him with kindness. I gave him my ID. I talked his ear off. I mean,
you didn't let him run you off,
did you?
No. I didn't let him run me off. I actually had a hot dog in my hand. I played it cool. First of all, you get about 8 minutes on the street for a quarter in D.C. So we're just trying to get enough change so we can get 2 hours and run around D.C. and go get the World Health Organization, the IMF.
Hold on, I'm ignorant. You get about 8 minutes of change?
Well, no, 8 minutes of time parking for every quarter you have. So if you've got 250, you're lucky to get an hour before you get a ticket. And you can only get 2 hours max.
No, but in land of the free, home of the brave, it's not just Burma's being harassed. And I'm sorry to come in and interrupt. This is so exciting. Not just us, families with kids, they walk over and boss them. They can be in a park 300 yards from a monument with a camera and they run over. They've been told, let the public know they're scum, get us broke back to capitulate and train to accept it.
Well, that's definitely the case with the Federal Reserve Bank. I mean, you're not allowed
to say to these bastards, these criminals that pose as federal, that have robbed us. What did you say to these bastards?
Well, I had a really good tripod shot of the middle of the building, right up the stairway, and they had about six guards surrounding the place, one guy with a dog, and I'd actually talked to one
did
of the...
Did you get that on tape?
What, the dog guy? You might see the dog guy in my shot just because it's five minutes or so. I mean, it's hard for me to tell because...
Did you get any footage for the bastard stopped you?
We got one
you're
from...
off their property and they come and try to stop you.
Yeah.
I would have said, you're off your jurisdiction, scumbag.
Well, again, I'm trying to get the shot. I'm trying to bring home as much as I can.
Oh, I know. I'm not mad at you, Burmish. You did a great job. I'm mad at these people.
I agree.
I'm getting sick of their un-American filth.
I got to agree. And so I got a good
shot. What the hell's wrong with this country? Are we men or mice? We got to get pissed. We got to grow cojones again and start getting... And you have the cojones. You were out there, you know, in their face. Tell me what happened with these bastards.
All right. So while I'm talking to the one guy, and he's a nice enough guy, you know, he's just doing his job.
He's just doing America.
Yeah. Just doing his job.
Just slitting the country's
throat. And I'm filming, and one of the points he brings up to me is like, well, you can't be too careful. We had that shooting at the Holocaust Museum. I'm like, yeah, I know all about it. James von Braun. I do political talk radio for 3 hours a day. You know, you can Google me. You know, I kill him with kindness. I tell him I'm a tourist. I get the shots I need.
You explain to him that he had no right to be off the property telling you what to do.
No, I'll tell you who
little
I got.
Bastard.
I got lippy with last night. I was filming the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia, and I wasn't even filming the building. I was filming the plaques.
Well, so that's our right as citizens. We're not their slaves. They've already raped us and taken all our money. Is that enough for you, you parasite filth?
So finally, after I'd gotten the shot with this lady, you know, I was just like, all right, I'm moving. I got the shot. But then I was like, where's the Federal Reserve building? Because I couldn't find the Federal... Philly's a pretty tight grid unless you know where to look. For instance, the Second Bank of America.
So tell me what else happened with these bastards.
I mean, just everywhere you go.
What did the bastards at the Mint do?
The Mint, it was just a woman. It was probably like a little bit before midnight I was shooting there. It's just like, you can't film a plaque. I'm like, I'm not even filming the building. I'm on a tripod. I'm focused 2 feet in front of a plaque, which just basically goes through the different mints in the United States and when it was founded. It's a U.S. mint.
They're filth. It's a tourist city.
She's like, it's government property.
The government owns you, slave. You don't show the government.
So, you know, it just continued and continued and continued.
But they've told these cockroaches to do this.
Oh, yeah. Again, you know, we were out in front of Independence Hall for over an hour with Phil Berg, and in the last 10 minutes when everything was closing up, the Liberty Bell and all that, finally one of the Rangers came over and started harassing us, but we were like, come on. They asked
the Liberty Bell, you little bastard! Is there no respect, no decency for America? Have you no... Just your total un-American filth. My God, you people make me sick. They love it. They love being slaves. They love enslaving others. They love the fact the banks have raped them. They love the fact that all this has happened. And I, Burmis, get back to your show. Here now live, 6 to 9 after my Sunday show. Glad to have you back. Great job. My pet peeve is these bastards. Like the Federal Reserve in Kansas City going off their property a mile to bitch people.
We'll talk about it after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
You know, the new Canon must be the camera, the Canon XL or the Sony HDV, because I was being harassed. Like, I had an AK-47 in my hand. I mean, they're bringing up the Federal Reserve guy's like, well, we had that shooting at the Holocaust Museum. I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't think the crazy guy set up a tripod and a camera.
Well, I would have said, hey, we had that. The Fed's killing everybody at Waco. Looks like we can't have a federal government. I mean, this is this Soviet guilt by association. They're going to surveil us, but we're not going to surveil them. But here's the issue. Again, families, Boy Scouts, cops and security guards harassing them in the middle of fields, people out there picnicking. They frown at you. They treat you like trash, and they've been told to do it. And the reason I got so mad, then I'm going to leave and let you do the show, because a lot's coming up. The reason I get so mad, Jason, is this is supposedly a free country, and they've just started doing this the last few years. This is an order to let us know we're slaves, to make us capitulate, to break our back politically, and to train us to kind of hunker down and go along with it, and to know my children are going to grow up in a country worse than the Soviet Union. And to know that they're hiring all these thugs and control freaks and nobodies, and that they're fully converting the economy from businesses and jobs and factories and manufacturing to police state and thugs and surveillance. And to have Aaron and Rob Jacobson, Aaron Dykes and Rob, in Kansas City, almost a mile away at the World War I Memorial on the sidewalk, and to have, and this made the Kansas City Star, just to have security guards walk up and say, turn your cameras off. And we're like, but we're in America. And they just said, put their hands on their guns and said, do it or we're going to attack you. I mean, no law, no nothing. I guess we should sue them, you know, is the whole point. We have to say no to these crazy thugs.
It's eventually going to happen.
Listen, I've had Austin cops come up and say, turn your camera off.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, no, go ahead and arrest me. I mean, we have to say, no, I'm not your slave. I mean, if they said, listen here, boy, go plow my field and start beating us with a bullwhip, do we go, yes, a master? I mean, this is like slavery again. Well, and just like black folks had to say, I'm not your slave, all of us are going to have to say, because the government's trying to pimp us. They're trying to train us to be their bitch. And we got to stand up and say, no, Burmese, do your show. I know there's massive callers, too, that want to get on. Just I'm going to leave. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, for instance, we're going to tape the World Bank, okay? And I'm outside.
A private group of bastards.
Yeah.
And I bet you're not allowed to do that.
Well,
All these criminal organizations think it's not our right to film them. They think it's not. They are criminals. My God.
So we're getting the shot, and we're getting the shot of the logo, and of course the low-level security guard comes out first. And
oh, screw him.
Me and Aaron are kind of...
That little un-American bastard! Get the hell out of our country, you piece of crap!
So we're kind of staggered, but close enough so he comes over, and, you know, Aaron's playing dumb, I'm still getting the shot. It's less than 30 seconds before the goons in suits come out, and they're like, oh, you can't be filming here.
I'm serious, we gotta get our manhood again. Did you ever say to these guys, First Amendment, I'm on a sidewalk?
That was actually Aaron, but we weren't on a sidewalk. In Independence Hall, the guy came up, and we got a debate going. I think he was asking to see our equipment because, God forbid, we have a tripod and a nice camera. Oh, all of a sudden, it's commercial, and we need a permit, even though we give everything away for free.
Even though you're not on their property. We paid for these frickin' buildings.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
does CNN, when they show buildings, have to no.
Yeah.
It's a lie. They're just seeing if you don't know your rights.
Well, they also want to harass you. I mean, that's what they get paid
for. Well, you know what? They're a bunch of un-American filth, and I hope they're watching this. They make me sick.
I hope some of them.
And let me tell you, when we get this country back, you're all going to be known as the Nazis you are. You understand me, you little criminal bastards? And I'm going to make sure that most of you, like in Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union, don't get away with it. We're going to make sure you all go to prison, you little bastards.
Well, they do need to, you know.
They need to go to hell.
Federal Reserve is a private bank. I'm on a public sidewalk. I'm in the, you know, capital of the United States, and I'm not supposed to be able to film the people that just crashed our economy and just got all these new powers, such as, you know, SEC-like powers.
Yeah, it's not enough they stole a 23.7 trillion.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not enough they're building FEMA camps. They got little bastards who they've told to tell us we can't videotape their crime operations. Just like the cops came up and said they were going to plant guns and bombs on We Are Change if they protested... Silverstein.
Are those wires coming out of your shirt there, Jones?
We know it's not a bomb, but we're going to say it's a bomb. And you're going to go to prison. You're criminals!
Or you go and you protest the First Lady of the United States, and all of a sudden you're attacking half-retarded girls in wheelchairs that show up in the courtroom with puppy dogs, and they still can't get a conviction after the Secret Service lies on the stand. So it does show you that truth, you know, can persevere, can win. That's why we're doing these things. That's why we're going to shoot this B-roll so we can make movies that are more compelling. You know,
I'm going to say it again. You know, it's even in small towns now. You try to go get a shot of the American flag at the city hall, they walk over and tell you not to. They have been told, and it's on record, to train us to be slaves. And folks, people get upset about sports and football and their team losing. They yell and scream. That's seen as normal.
Mm-hmm.
Your instinct to get mad is for stuff like this. This is Soviet-level bondage. It is 180 degrees, the opposite direction of freedom. Freedom's here. Tyranny's here. This is tyranny. And it only gets worse from here on out. We got to find our manhood, our womanhood. We got to find our strength and start saying no to these sons of bitches. I mean, something's wrong with people. Was it pissing you off when they were doing this?
Yeah, but again, I got to keep my head cool. For instance.
No, Burmese.
Listen,
I intellectually have my head cool, but there's a time to get pissed.
Well, you'll like Dykes because Dykes got very angry a few times with people. I'll be honest.
Yeah, you know, when the Secret Service showed up here once, Dykes wouldn't let him in.
Yeah, no.
One of our employees, Friday, oh, FBI, come on in. I was like,
I heard about that. God, man, I got to tell you, it's just hard.
This country's, look, they are stealing everything, and they don't like the people exposing it.
Uh-huh.
It's like we're fighting Hitler in 1937.
It's a lot.
All you little stupid jackasses that are sitting on your big fat butts are going to wish years from now you'd have done something, you little sons of bitches. I'm not even mad at the thugs and control freak retards they got working for them. Mm-hmm. They're just a bunch of fluoride head idiots who love the cancer viruses they're injected with every day that the White House own documents show they're doing. You love dying, you love being a slave, fine. But I don't like people out there that know this is real, that sit on your big fat asses. You make me sick.
You know, I thought
I'm getting out of here. I can't handle it.
I thought I was going to get a pass in the very beginning because I had a great shot of the Capitol building, rolling clouds, just a beautiful shot. The first security guard that came up to me was a really cute chick. She comes up, she goes, "Hey, is that a movie camera?" And of course I said, "Yeah, it's a movie camera." She said, "What are you doing?" I'm saying, "Oh, I'm just getting some B-roll of the Capitol and the skyline." She's like, "Very nice." Didn't come over, didn't harass me, just said hello. I'm like, "That's fine with me."
Oh, but still, the nice one just secret policed you in America to find out what you're doing. How about you ask what she's doing?
Well, I saw her, what she was doing. She was just doing that to everybody. So, you know.
Exactly. harassing us and cowing us and letting us know we're slaves like in Mexico or Russia.
Meanwhile, there was somebody who was...
Listen to me. Listen to me, you New World Order. I've had it with you. You understand me.
Oh, it's good to be back, Alex. After a long trip, it is good to be back in the office. Good to be back in the homestead. At the home operation. Now we have, I think, 25 hours to go through. I think about seven of that's interviews.
Jesus.
Yeah, another 25 hours.
Oh, God.
And we got some really good B-roll.
You know what? I mean, listen, folks. Once they're able to do basic stuff like this, they do everything. Mm-hmm. They're going for broke. It's real.
It really is real.
The death of America. Don't you people understand that? Don't you understand how real this is?
How dare I film the Vietnam War Memorial if there's any kind of a commercial purpose? I need a permit. Ooh.
They can go to hell. It's under news. Mm-hmm. It's under news. It's all bull.
Look.
You can be filming the Washington Monument from 300 yards away. They come over and tell you you can't film it.
Mm-hmm.
They're a bunch of scum.
Well, that's ridiculous. Let's talk about the White House for a minute. So we're in the park. We're filming the White House. It's nighttime.
Number one, I want to explain this. Let's say you were at somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it marked that you had to get permission to film inside. That's one thing. But there's no perception of privacy at a memorial, and taxpayers paid for it. They don't even have signs saying you can't because they legally can't. They are criminal, lying bastards.
I mean, let's just look at the example of Google Earth. Google Earth has every building on the planet.
Of course it does. They're only there to train you to be a slave. Those sons of bitches know it's not the law. They know they're criminals. There's no law to take vaccines, Burmese, but they say there is because they're lying scum.
I'm with him on that, folks. So, again, you know, just hauling butt, getting as many shots as we can. I love Philadelphia. I used to live right outside of Philadelphia in Collingswood, New Jersey for about 6 weeks trying to get a job out there through one of my friends. It's really one of my favorite cities. The people, the folks there are great. I mean, the actual Rangers that give a damn are just really good people. Like, I was sitting there, I'm looking for the Second Bank of the United States. I've got the map in front of me. I can't figure out which building it is. I'd actually already filmed it. And the guy comes out of the building. I'm like, "Hey, by the way, do you know where the Second Bank of the United States
is?" This is land of the cowards, home of the slaves. People need to get. I got work to do out there.
I know you do.
And I can't even work, Burmese, because just watching the videos, it happens to me. Mm-hmm. And of course, I always argue with them. They say, "We're going to get the cops." I go, "Go ahead." The cop shows up and goes, "No, actually, you're right." And I go, "That's right." C-Think, which is a big commercial thing, wanted to jump through all the hoops.
Mm-hmm.
And DC said, "It's public buildings. There's no law. Just film whatever footage you want. As long as you're not inside the buildings."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much what we were doing.
It's all color of law lies. And so I was there, and they'd walk over and say, "We're going to arrest you," and I'd say, "Go ahead." Mm-hmm. That's the only reason we have tripod shots in D.C. was for me when I went to Virginia for Bilderberg.
Yeah.
I just told them to go to hell. I went up and got on the steps of the Supreme Court when the guy was telling me I couldn't.
It's pretty ridiculous.
No, I explained to him. I said, "Listen, you're going to end up arresting me, then I'm going to end up suing you, and you can beat the rat, but you can't beat the ride." And I said, "Listen, this is America." And he said, "Okay, just hurry before I get in trouble."
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to grab him and say, "It's America, you son of a bitch! You can't do this, you little bastard! Don't you understand that they're able to intimidate us into going along with this? The sky's the limit! We're in danger when we let tyranny go wild! Warn everybody you know! Take this shit serious!"
Well, I'm with them on that yet again. I mean, $23.7 trillion. Let's just loot you for $23.7 trillion. We'll give you more power. And now I go to the IMF website, and they actually have currency rates for the SDR unit. You want to know what the dollar is at an SDR unit? It ain't number one, folks. It's about 65 cents per dollar. The dinar is top-notch on the SDR. That's the new global currency. It's the real deal. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that global currency.
Ah!
We're going to talk about the trip, and I also want to talk about Sabelle Edmonds' latest revelations, Bin Laden, a U.S. CIA asset up until 9/11.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow. 21 guns, blacks made of pine.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. Remember, we got a new time slot every Sunday, 6 to 9 Central Time, and man, the last couple weeks have been a whirlwind. I did a week in California, barely got time to breathe, did my show,
Found out the next day, oh, you're flying out to Baltimore/DC on Wednesday. 2 days to not even really breathe. I was doing YouTube compression and working on the Obama 2 picture, going through footage. And you can't even imagine. I mean, we have stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of news DVDs. I didn't even realize that Sotomayor got confirmed on Tuesday. That's a whole nother issue I have to bring up. I mean, nobody brings up the fact she writes a book.
Confirmed in the committee, which is a done deal now, probably in the Senate.
Yeah.
But technically, the Easter Bunny still may attack.
I don't think the Easter Bunny's coming on this one. Because the Easter Bunny sure didn't ask her about America's deadly obsession, where she writes that American citizens don't have the right to keep and bear arms, only the military does. It blows my mind. And, you know, I've got a couple of friends out in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. We were able to visit one of them, and he's a huge First Amendment guy. I mean, he's like, you know, I just got out here. I bought a home. My wife's pregnant. I just got my carry and conceal. And, you know, this is the one I'm going to be carrying in 2 days. He's all about the First Amendment. But then again, he has his blind spots. He wants to listen to Glenn Beck and Michael Savage. And, you know, he'll listen to me as well, and he watches my films. But he's just too caught up in the right-left paradigm. On the other end, the person that gave us the ride out there, he's a flaming liberal. Obama can do no wrong. The healthcare package is great. The economy's on the rise. The banks are doing okay. I just can't deal with it. Meanwhile, they're just getting into the slovenly ritual of watching the Phillies on television, and that's the big excitement, and oh, look at my homebrew beer. And I'm thinking to myself, man, it really is like the Twilight Zone. We got literal military drills going on with foreign troops all over the place, private sector, NLE 09, FEMA Region 6. We got City Year coming up in a way never before seen. In other words, the next generation of Nazi youth. And I try to explain this to these guys, and they're ready to drool out the side of their mouth and go, oh, Burmese, this is just
they're
insanity.
They're building FEMA camps.
I know. And now running ads at the National Guard for them, and it says for rehabilitation, re-education. They're actually saying re-education camps now.
Yeah, and you know, you walk through an airport and there's these huge ads for the CIA to recruit people who have computer skills.
That's because they're making armies of spies.
Yeah, it's true.
They're taking over, man.
You know, we filmed at Houston. We did.
There is no doubt they're taking over. There's no doubt they're criminal. There's no doubt this is real tyranny. This isn't boss hog tyranny, Burmese.
No,
this is Nazi Soviet level.
Well, did you hear?
Go to hell, New World Order. We're going to beat you.
And as the technology gets worse, I don't know if you saw this, but one of the robots attacked Jones. One of the robots actually attacked this robot out in Sweden. Yeah, a robot finally attacked a person, almost killed the guy. He thought
now they have the flesh-eating attack robots in Iraq?
You know where I heard this story?
Oh, my God.
I was listening to Stern on my way over here.
Dude, it's insane. They got weather machines they're announcing they're going to use, flesh-eating robots. They've got
Bill Gates is squeezing
robots
the populace.
Attacking people, FEMA camps, and the public's like, TV! TV!
It is oh so true. I mean, it's literally like that.
I'll just do this for the rest of the show. Good citizen.
And by the way, we're going to take your calls starting in the next segment. Anything you want. If I missed a story, please tell me, because again, I've been on the road. I've been getting bits and pieces here. I don't know what's going on with the LaGuardia thing, whether that was just a crazy guy. Did you hear about that? LaGuardia just totally and completely having the terminals evacuated for some nut job.
Yeah. Hey, look at this though. Look at this.
Which one we got? What do you got for me? I'm looking at the Bin Laden worked for you.
I gotta go in here and work on the film.
All right. The Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. Now let me just give you this in brief. You know, I'm glad Sybil Edmonds has come out. This is probably year four of her coming out. Every, you know, couple of years we get a juicy new tidbit. Last year she confirmed the fact that, you know, Pakistan, Israel, and Turkey were absolutely involved in 9/11 and this international intelligence network. She confirmed the fact that General Mahmoud Ahmed, the man who facilitated the $100,000 wire transfer, was also involved in selling nuclear secrets and espionage and all this other stuff. Well, why did it take her? And, you know, Sybil, I really love you. I just don't know how, even with a gag order, you sit on the information that Bin Laden works for the U.S. until 9/11. Okay, I've got the video of Dan Rather in 2002 exposing the story that the Pakistani ISI is guarding Bin Laden on September 10th in a hospital while he gets kidney dialysis. They bring in a whole new team for him. And don't forget, they're our ally in the war on terror in the beginning. And now we're just doing, you know, drone attacks where the people that would resist us, the warlords, are. It's just unbelievable to me.
That's about building a Eurasian Union. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I'm coming back. I'm taking your calls. We're busting through. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get snitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the drink flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the media these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back live. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis taking your calls. The call-in lines are 888-201-2244. That's toll-free. 888-201-2244. And directly, 512-646-1776. All right. I'm hoping somebody calls in on this. Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. I'd really like to discuss that, but we're going to take a call on a host of issues. Anything you want. Russ in Florida. Russ, you're online.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Excellent, man. Excellent.
Good. First of all, I just had a real quick comment. I wanted to let you know, I've really only been over the probably last 6 months or so that I've really woken up to what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, I used to be probably one of the biggest defenders of the government when it came to 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest with you, I used to hate your guts when I would see you talk about 9/11. But I just wanted to say thanks for what you do, and you and Alex both for waking people up, because if we're gonna win this, it's gonna be because of you guys.
Well, I really appreciate that. Let me just make a point here. You know, I got some hate mail while I was out in D.C. I don't often get that much hate mail, but every once in a while, probably maybe once or twice a month, I get some pretty bad hate mail. Not just the, go to hell and you need to burn in hell. I had this girl tell me, how can you live with yourself? You need to be deported back to Mexico. You know, she's getting racial with me. I'm not of any Latin descent, by the way, but she's just, trying to pick me apart and all this other stuff. Oh, a missile hit the Pentagon, Shanksville, Pennsylvania. She doesn't know anything. I said, well, obviously you haven't seen my work. I go, you've heard about it. You didn't watch any of the movies. She's like, no, I watched your work. And I'm like, well, that's interesting, because Fabled Enemies and Loose Change Final Cut are completely different. And I asked her if she knew about this. And okay, I didn't watch those, but you still need to leave the country, and you're bad, and your parents must hate your guts. You know, my parents are actually extremely proud of what I've been able to do. At first, when I was telling them this information, they were, not only shocked, but you need to shut up, Jason. We're very worried about you, yada, yada, yada. But doing the research and the studies and knowing what I knew, I could not stop. This is an important issue. It's very close to my heart. I also believed the official version of 9/11 in the beginning. It wasn't until about a little bit before, like I'd say 6 to 9 months after the attack, that I even started questioning it in any way, shape, or form. And I explained to her in the final email, and I haven't heard back from her. I told her if she'd like to watch my films and disprove me, I will read the email and see what's wrong with them. And of course, she didn't do that. But then at the very end, I basically stated, look, I'm not happy about this. I'm not happy about what I found. I'm very disturbed by what I found. It doesn't bring me any pleasure to know the things that I know, or the things that the government was involved in, or what really happened on 9/11. I wish it was the official version. I'd feel a lot safer if it was quote-unquote Muslims in a cave that we were actually fighting, and this war on terror was winnable and real. You know, it wasn't some shadowy cabal. What else you got for me, Russ?
Yeah. I wanted to ask you if you or Alex had ever, I haven't really heard you guys mention the concept of a citizen's grand jury. Are you familiar with it at all?
Yeah, we are familiar with it. The problem is that we've been hearing about it for years and years and years and years. And let me give you an example. When we were doing the C-SPAN thing, I don't know if you've ever seen that, but back in 2006, Alex Jones hosted a conference with myself, Dylan. Let me think. Who else was there? Stephen Jones was there, Bob Bowman, some others. Charlie Sheen was obviously there. And during the question and answer, one of the guys brought up the citizen's grand jury. I've sat in meetings with very well-meaning people, including Stephen Jones and William Rodriguez, and I think Lynn Pence was one of the main proponents of that, trying to organize this 2 or 3 years ago. I just don't think it's going to work. I wish it was is it a possibility? Sure. Anything out there is possible. Is it a probability that we're going to get the results we want out of it? Probably not. And I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here, but you look at, for instance, New York City CAN, that's NYC CAN. They got 70,000 signatures in New York City. I think just that region alone, for a new investigation run by the state, not a federal government, for 9/11. And they thought they were okay, that they were actually going to get this pushed through, that they couldn't ignore them. Nope. The deputy commissioner that read the thing just threw it right out, said, I don't care if you've got enough signatures. I don't care what you petitioned. No. So I am so hesitant when I see these things, and I'm not trying to discourage people or tell them that it's not possible, but I always look what's probable. How can we really break into the mainline? I really thought that our best chance was someone like Dennis Kucinich, who said he was going to open up investigations, and someone who, he did stand on the House floor to his credit and try to impeach the Bush administration on 33 separate counts, three of which, number 31, 32, and 33, which were pertaining to 9/11, but it went nowhere. And they've already granted themselves, the Bush administration has already granted themselves retroactive immunity for all actions taken on September 11, 2001 and beyond. Now, does that mean it's real, that it's an actual law? Of course not. The Constitution and Bill of Rights demands that they be brought to justice. However, in their little, world of legislation and national security, they'll just say, no, we can't be charged. And the courts will probably back them up. The best example being this Hepting versus AT&T case where they had to admit they got caught. Okay, they got caught. Every major telecommunication company got caught through AT&T having a secret room wired where everything you do on your cell phone and on the internet is logged into a separate room. In other words, all the information goes on a splitter. Okay, I'm not saying it's seen by a human being, but it goes through Carnivore and Promise and all these other things. So we are being tracked, traced, and databased, and everything we do on the internet, whether it be surfing the web or our emails, they are logged in. So in, I believe it was June 6th, they lost originally in court, and then they went to the appellate courts. The appellate courts threw it out. The government is Lord, sir, and unless we do some real changes out there, I don't know how we're going to bring this to the forefront. But I got to be honest, I don't have a lot of hope for a citizen's grand jury.
Okay, well, it's, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, that's the only avenue to go, but I guess, you know, it's kind of the theory is you're throwing up dirt on the wall, some of it's going to stick. And I think, first of all, I'm a member of a group down here. I'd rather not give the name just so sure. I don't, you know, include anybody else in, in what I do. But I got to tell you, I mean, between myself and my brother, we've already handed out, I don't know how many copies of the Obama deception. And I've got, matter of fact, I just finished the last set of another 40 that I'm getting ready to give out.
And I got to say, Russ, that's the way to be effective, because what you're doing is you're opening people's minds to the possibilities that are out there, and you're changing their perception of reality. So hopefully they do get more involved in actual government, whether that means that they vote next time or they support a candidate with their beliefs or possibly get involved locally in their city council, or, you know, they petition their representatives in Congress and in the Senate. We need to start by awakening people, because I have a lot of friends that woke up to 9/11, but now Obama's in and they think it's the best thing since breakfast. You know, they honestly believe things changed. You know, they switch it up on you. They know how to play the left against the right. You know, they think the Bush administration is super evil, but this new administration is great and dandy. So it is a challenge. I thank you so much for handing out the Obama deception. I thank you for the call, sir. Let's go to Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're online.
Yeah, hi.
How are you, sir?
There?
Yes, sir.
Ditto to you and Alex. I saw this morning on the main We Are Change website about the next thing, Iraq, the USA, the next thing, Iraq, like Puerto Rico. I was wondering if there was any credence to that.
You know, it's the first time I've heard about it. I flew and listen, I shot until 3 in the morning in the city of Philadelphia, got on a plane at 5:30. We drove directly to the airport. I slept on the plane. I got back here at 10 a.m. and I went to my house and I took a nap until about 3 so I could prepare for the show and come down here. I literally got here 15 minutes before 6, but I don't know if they're necessarily going to annex Iraq. I don't think they're ever going to get
What's
rid
the
of
question?
It. He said that they're reporting on the main We Are Change site that they're
website.
Yeah, they're ready to annex Iraq, kind of like Puerto Rico, make it a sub-colony.
Well, that's already happened. That was the Pentagon plan in the 1980s when Saddam thought that they were his buddy. The plan has always been to break it up and make it a political and economic colony. But I don't know about physical colony. I'll go look into it.
Yeah, we'll have to look into it. You got anything else for me, Dan?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my kids because I'm an alienated father for 3 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Through the corrupt judicial system, their family court.
Mm-hmm.
Hi to them, Ethan, Justin, and Jordan.
All right, man. God bless you. I hope you get
to the shots.
That's right. Well, good for you. Way to try to protect your family. That was another big topic, and thank you for the call, Dan. When I saw my buddies, I was explaining to them about the swine flu. Don't take the shot. You don't need the shot. I got the guffaws and the laughs. And I'm like, okay, if you want to be a quadriplegic, that's great. If you want to lose, you know, motion in your mouth, that's great. If you want a cancer vaccine, that's great. You know, I'm just trying to tell you, because I care about you, that it's not smart to roll up your sleeve or something that at best. And actually, my friend Joseph, the liberal, actually agreed with me because his brother got the swine flu. He was sick for 2 days. And he got over it, you know. He said it was, you know, it was a bad flu. He had it for 2 days. Done with it. Not a big deal. No reason to take 3 shots to protect you for something you're going to get sick for 2 days. And it's not even serious. All right, let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I have a Paul Revere's ride for JT Coyote. For those who aren't familiar, he's a gunsmith, forum moderator, and states' rights activist. And right now, he is under federal financial attack. In May, he was falsely DEA raided. They didn't find anything. But Thursday, his wife got fired from her job because of all the realtors know the judge knows the foundation that she was working with.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like small town politics and persecution. I mean, it happens everywhere and sometimes on a grander level. And, you know, JT Coyote, I know that they went into his house and accused him of being some kind of a meth peddler. And, you know, that just wasn't the case. He's anything but. I mean, he's a guy who moderates on our forums, is very active in the Patriot community, and we wish him the best. We hope that, you know, we hope he can get past this very difficult time in his life. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, yeah. How are you, man? Can you hear me okay?
You bet.
Ah, okay. I don't know if you know of a man who's actually buried in around Lindale, Texas, at the Garden Valley Baptist Church. His name is Keith Green. I think you could appreciate that he shares the disgust about the apostasy in the institutional church. Like you guys, he likes to barbecue. He liked to barbecue the sacred cows. Personally, I like them medium well. Because the thing is, Keith Green really poured out his heart, and I read something that's, you know, like this was one of those, well, could be, can we prove anything? That's not the way they work. Mm-hmm. It said that basically somebody was, became a Christian after, you know, basically being a Satanist involved in rigging the plane to crash that caused him and two of his kids to die. The thing is, I would just encourage that the music sometimes is a bit too,
metal.
You know, it's like, yeah, well, I can appreciate that, you know, Jim Morrison had kind of a poetic bent, but you listen to Keith Green, and the guy was an incredibly gifted artist.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, I trust you can appreciate about the, you know, some people really get upset because they think their sacred cows are so vitally important, mm-hmm. and then they find out that, you know, well, wait, you thought this was so important, and it turned out, you know, it was the emotional investment that you had in it that made it appear to be important. And, you know, the way I put it is that truth is no democracy. And the truth will stand on its own. Lies have to be propped up. And if they're, you know, I'm going to donate my body to science fiction. So when it comes to having a tombstone or something, but the words that if I had a tombstone, I'd want carved on there would be those that exalt the truth will ultimately be exalted by the truth. Because truth, history ultimately vindicates those who oppose the dark forces that obstruct the open and honest flow of facts and ideas.
Well, one of the things that I was discussing with both Webster Tarpley and Philip Berg, those are the two main interviews, is that the truth is the truth is the truth. You know, you can justify one thing. I mean, me and Tarpley had this long philosophical conversation back and forth for some time, and he would talk about evil being propped up against evil, sometimes being a good thing. But to me, it's like even if they balance each other out and create, you know, better situations for the populace, evil is evil. And evil needs to be stopped, and there are no excuses. For instance, we got into the MENA Arkansas debate, and I said, hey, you know, Bill Clinton helped, you know, Bush Sr. deal cocaine out of MENA Arkansas. And he said to me, well, what was he supposed to do? And I go, Webster, it doesn't matter if he was put into a position where, you know, he had no choice. He still ran with it. He still, you know, played the game. He became the president of the United States. Obviously, he was involved. You know, just because he's the lesser of two evils doesn't make him evil. And I agree with you. The truth is the truth. And we can't just be biased based on our belief systems and what feels comfortable to us. All right, let's go to Vincent in Virginia. Vincent, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
This is, I'm a new listener. I've only been listening to you and Alex's show for maybe a couple of months now.
Okay.
And what I've heard is, you know, it's very shocking, but definitely explains a lot of questions I've had in the past. I've been a pretty staunch Republican in the past.
Mm-hmm. So what brought you in? Did you see the Obama deception? I mean, if you've only been around a couple months, I know that is a trigger to bring people into the Alex Jones Show at this point.
Well, to be honest, what happened was I had gotten out of the military in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got out, I spent probably 3 years going around the country job hunting and never really nailed down anything permanent.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved back home, and while I was at home, I, you know, was on the internet and I was talking to a friend who had tried to help me out job hunting out west, And he kept insisting that there was a big, you know, kind of a scheme involving the Federal Reserve. And, you know, he told me, well, you need to look it up. You need to research it. I'm like, come on now. And he insisted that he felt that September 11th was a false flag attack.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really pay much attention to that. And I said, well, anybody could say that. But, you know, I looked at more of the evidence and I said, well, they've got some pretty good points here, but that doesn't really, you know, make it any conclusion, and mm-hmm. you know, for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I think that finally sunk in that something was definitely going on, I believe, was when I finally saw the interview of Ed Griffin with Norman Dodd.
I'm not sure which
and
one that
also,
is.
It's called The Hidden Agenda.
Okay. G. Edward Griffin does some great work. And in fact, you know, the trip before this one that I got back last Sunday from, we did a 3.5-hour interview with Mr. Griffin, and he's going to be in my upcoming film, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. And what I'm trying to do with that film is, you know, just like your friend prodded you about the Federal Reserve and 9/11 truth, and eventually you came around to that, we have to come to grips with the fact that the term New World Order has been used for over a century. The idea of global governance and dominance has been around for ages, and they are pushing towards this. This is their final agenda. What is it? Who's promoting it? And how? What are the belief systems? I thank you for the call, Vincent. Keep searching for that truth. We're going to go to Keith, Linda, Christian, Gage, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior, brand new time slot, 6 to 9 Central Time over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to go to Keith, Linda, and more in just a moment. But bombshell, Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. It's over at PrisonPlanet.com right now. In an interview, Sabelle Edmonds says that the U.S. maintained intimate relations with Bin Laden and the Taliban all the way until the day of September 11th. Not a shocker to people who have been listening to this program. But can you imagine if she had actually come public with this in 2003 and 2004, something like that, and said, look, I listened to these tapes. I was the translator. I know they were working with the Taliban and Bin Laden. And Bin Laden. We know he's a CIA asset. We had the president of Pakistan on the television that everybody loves to watch saying, we knew he was your man and you were trying to destabilize our country with him. We were warning you about him. When the Sudanese tried to serve him up to Clinton, what did we do? We said we were bombing a site we thought Bin Laden was at. You know what we bombed? We bombed their largest aspirin factory. That's what we bombed. Give me a break. Keith in Texas, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good, man.
I just wanted to call up. I've heard a lot of people calling in lately to Jones's show and your show asking about taking action. And one of the things that I usually tell people to do is to call in the radio shows. I know Jones says it a lot also. I've called in here a couple times because I'll call on the radio shows and then I'll post the videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put on my channel, it's Funkmaster 5 channel, I'm going to put a list of all the major radio shows out there. Numbers and the times of the shows.
Well, that's what people need to do. But let me give you an example. Last week, and I thank you for the call, someone called into the Glenn Beck show, got on the air, said, hey, have you heard about this Obama deception yet? The screener immediately dumps the call. And what is Mr. Glenn Beck, you know, champion of truth, the new independent, the real voice of America say? Don't waste my time with that garbage. So he's well aware of InfoWars.com, Prison Planet. He knows about the Obama deception. They won't touch it because he's at best controlled opposition. I mean, Beck is, you know, scumbaggery personified. That's really what Glenn Beck is. Scumbaggery personified. He bites our stuff constantly, doesn't give us any credit, and then he controls the opposition. He'll never go as far as we do, and then he'll demonize us and say that 9/11 truth will work with Nazis and Al-Qaeda to bring down this country. I mean, what? I can't even get into it further. I'll just get so heated up. Linda in California. Linda, you're online.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I know.
You got it.
It's either 100% truth or it's a lie, and you can't have 50% truth because that's deception. It just is. Anyways, I know I've got limited time. I sent you guys over a link. I tried to find out because I'm a dietitian. I did remember about 10 years ago the chief vaccine officer for the United States of America said that there was no evidence that vaccines provided any mitigation of any disease. I'm looking here now at the World Health Organization admitted. I sent you guys the link. It says MDs against vaccines, ... headline. When they improve water systems, sanitation and living conditions, transportation of food, it was not the mass vaccinations that mitigated the disease. It was all of the other stuff that we know. So anyways, I sent you guys the link to that. Anyways, I have to crack up. Alex keeps walking in. It's like, I told you this before, I've got his personality. So it really kind of is a little crazy because people, about 3% of the people, I guess, I've woke up, but I was able to stop a cop the other day, and it was pretty cool. I was on my walk, and I just stopped in my tracks. I'm heading north, he's heading south. He actually turns around. I get a listening ear. I always have the DVDs with me. So I just was asking you where the NLE, you know, exercises, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And
We got to jump. We'll come back to you, Linda. It's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Direct to you and in your face, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven.
Whoa, open up the pearly gates.
Well,
I certainly hope not. I certainly hope we can salvage this country. We can warn our fellow man and humanity can flourish. And we're on the line right now with Linda in California. And she's armed with what I would say is one of the most powerful tools and weapons in the info war, DVDs. And you were discussing with a local officer where the national level exercises were in your community.
Yes, I was asking if he was aware of them. I didn't get a lot of I'm sorry, I get really hyped up, Jason, because really I do. I don't want to apologize for my personality because I'm very outgoing like Alex, and I just, you know, I have no fear. So I always carry DVDs. I have them at the front door ready to hand out. I've got the wake-up call. I've got your loose chain, you know, all of the good ones, right? So anyways, I did ask him, and I was telling him of some concerns in my neighborhood, and I says, I know it may seem like, you know, no big deal, but he says, ma'am, if it's in your neighborhood, it's a big deal. So I thought, okay, I've got a cop that's not only turned around to talk to me. I didn't even flag him down. I just turned around from heading north and watched him, and he saw that I had stopped, and he made a point of turning around. So I thought, great, even if I could just reach one, because I've reached all of the fire, you know, stations here, et cetera, et cetera. So that was kind of a positive thing. He took the DVDs. I gave him the loose change. I gave him the Obama deception, wake-up call. I don't know. I had three. I carried three or four different ones at the same time. I don't know if you've also don't talk about the weather. It's on chemtrails. It's 4 hours. It's great.
Plus, I haven't watched that one, but I've heard about it. Now, have you gotten in touch with them since you've given them the DVDs?
No, I haven't done that yet, but another positive thing happened. I mean, I do have some people that actually, when they see me walking down the street and they hear that I'm listening to Alex on the phone, I mean, they just, you know, you thought that somebody rounded the corner with the bubonic plague, okay?
Yeah, no, they go to the other side of the fence,
God,
so they don't have to.
Comes, you know, because I got a big old mouth, and I don't care, because I know what Ezekiel says. I know the sword's coming down, and nobody's blood's going to be on my hands. So anyway,
well, Linda, I want you to call in next week if you get a hold of that cop. Tell me how it went. I thank you for the call, and I agree, you know, they had to stop the political conversations with me and my buddies several times because I'm explaining to them, you know, they're defending the system. I'm like, look at all the industries that just looted all these people's pensions. Oh, they didn't do that's what capitalism is. I'm like, someone stole their money. That's not what capitalism is. It's not somebody dedicating their life to a career, putting half their money into a 401k or other benefit package only to have the whole thing stolen. I'm like, are you kidding me? The money didn't just disappear. It didn't evaporate. It went up to some offshore bank account so some millionaire or billionaire can get fatter and hoggier. And that didn't come out exactly right, but that's pretty much exactly how it went down. Christian in Texas. Christian, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about a couple of interviews that I watched recently on Google, or sorry, YouTube. And they're with a couple of women who are apparently defectors from the Illuminati. And I'd never heard of this concept before.
I'm going to tell, hold on before, I'm going to let you finish, but I'm just going to tell you right now, I would be extremely wary. I've watched, for instance, and this isn't a knock on David Icke, but years and years ago, I watched Confessions of a Mother Goddess. I don't know if that's one of the ones that you saw. I know that, you know, the book Transformation is out there. I will admit I've never read Transformation, so I can't give you my opinion on how valid it is. I have watched some of the MK Ultra hearings. And I'll tell you what, there are even some sub panels where maybe they're not in the quote unquote Illuminati, but they claim to be sex slaves. And I give that a little bit more credence than the people that pop out and say, I'm a member of Illuminati. For instance, who is it? Benjamin Fulford is on the internet right now. And again, I'm not trying to knock Benjamin, but I've had him on my Alex's program while I sat in, and some of the things he said were just ludicrous. And now he's got some princess from Japan or something out there saying she's part of this thing. And then this other guy who's a total and complete phony. I can't remember what his name, but he's bald and he looks like, you know,
Leo Zagami.
Come on, man. The guy's a total and complete fraud. But I'm going to come back to you. We're going to talk about the videos you watch. We're going to go to Gage, David, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what it's costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through. It's the rebel arms. Godspeed with devil's charm. The shift made gets switched.
You know, I'm sitting here in between breaks munching on a delicious Geno's cheesesteak that I bought at 2 in the morning and sent through the radiation machine over at the airport. And I got to tell you, it's just as delicious when I first bit into one. I think I went through 4.5 cheesesteaks staying in Philadelphia less than 48 hours. It's just, it's ridiculous. I mean, we're talking to Christian out in Texas. And so what are the videos that you have been watching?
Yeah, so last night I watched a couple. So it's two different women, two separate interviews. You know, they use pseudonyms. One is Svali, S-V-A-L-L-I, and the other name is Marianne. But basically they tell a tale of the Illuminati that I've never really heard before. I, you know, of course I've read a lot about it, and my impression is always that, you know, this is a small group of people, and, you know, the people that we know run things like the Kissingers and Brzezinskis and stuff like that. But she tells the story of how she was born into this group, and one really interesting ritual that she had to go through was when she was 12, they sent her to the Vatican, and underneath the Vatican there were these catacombs, and she witnessed this sacrifice of a young child. So
okay.
Very disgusting thing. And then, in addition to that, she goes into detail about the activities of the group that, you know, they lead a normal life during the day, that at night they get together for these secret meetings. And what kind of scared me about it was she was saying that it's like 1% of basically of, let's say, the American population. You know what I mean?
I think it's even probably less than 1%. I think 1% would be a huge number of people. It would probably be even less than that.
So maybe she was overestimating it.
Yeah, and again, you know, I always take these kind of things with a grain of salt. Obviously, I'm somebody that does watch a lot of this stuff, you know, talking about the Fulford interviews and these type of things, and I'm always on the verge to see what's real. I mean, I just told you I watched the Mother Goddess interview. And I would say, you know, I don't know if you read the Franklin cover-up, but that does seem to be their M.O. If you read the Franklin cover-up, there are those same kind of...
Well, that's what the documentary Conspiracy of Silence is about, right?
No, yeah, exactly, and I encourage...
It's not real that it...
No. I'm saying, for me, that's probably the best evidence of these type of situations happening. In other words, rape and sacrifice and these rituals. I'm not saying that's not real. I'm saying that there is something to that, and I recommend that book and that film to people all the time. As far as the latest thing I've read on the Illuminati, which is completely and totally interesting and invigorating, is John Robison's Proofs of a Conspiracy. We actually carry it here at Infowars.com, and the reason that I'm really into it is because it's written at the time period that the Illuminati were first exposed in the late 1700s. This guy is an unapologetic and very fervent Mason. He's very proud of Masonry, loves it, and he really goes through, you know, what Masonry was when he joined and how it was usurped throughout Europe and all these new rituals that came into play and what sects were out there. And it's written a little tough, you know, some of it's in Old English, but it seems to have a lot, again, of the same overtones, undertones that you're talking about here. Let me give you another example. You know, we carry Riddles in Stone, all three of them. In the latest one, Eye of the Phoenix, they supposedly have an Illuminati whistleblower. Now, I gotta tell you, he was very unconvincing to me. It was the weakest point in the movie for me. You know, this guy telling a story that I'd heard before, didn't have any real firsthand evidence that he was involved in this stuff, no pictures of his family, no, you know, not only pictures of his family, but maybe associations of what his parents did with other members or other people. So, you know, until I see really compelling stuff, you know, I stick to what I can prove, and I tell people to check out as much information out there as possible. And for me, the strongest arguments for that type of behavior are the Franklin cover-up. And if you don't want to read, because so many people don't, you can watch Conspiracy of Silence on Google Video. But again, I encourage people to absorb as much information as possible. The key is to have discernment, and just don't, you can't bite at every line, otherwise you're going to get fished out of the water, and that's the purpose. There's a ton of disinfo out there. Christian, thank you for the call, brother. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Gage in Florida. Gage, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing? I got a question. Is Florida one of the NLE programs going on as well?
No, I think Florida had separate drills running. I don't think they're a part of FEMA Region 6. Most of the FEMA Region 6 were southwest, I think.
Because yesterday I had a CV-22 fly over. It was so low that my wife and I were watching TV, and all of a sudden the couch started vibrating, and we heard this loud, loud noise. So So we ran outside and looked up, and the thing was, it was lower than a helicopter would, you know, fly for, you know, coming down.
Yeah, no, I understand. Who knows? I can't tell you whether they were running a drill or if that's kind of the program that goes on. What I was shocked at was when I was in D.C., Marine One is all over the place, and it's the lowest flying helicopter I've ever seen in my life. Literally, the helicopter at times would be, you know, 100 or 200 yards away, and it would maybe be the distance of, you know, a 5 to 10 story building off the ground. And I'm like, man, that thing is really, really low. So, you know, I don't like to, you know, speculate. I'm pretty sure that Florida was not a part of a national level exercise 09. And that doesn't mean that other drills weren't going on. Again, even out here in Texas before NLE 09, I'm seeing more and more formations of helicopters in drills from base to base at rather low levels while I drive on Ben White or 35 or 163. So it does seem like they're stepping up the game for these military exercises, but there's so many of them that you really have to know where to look to find out what exactly is going on. I thank you for the call, Gage. Let's go to David in Massachusetts. David, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, love the show. God bless you. I just had a quick question. Since the vaccines, the swine flu vaccines are forced, how are we supposed to avoid them, and what's the penalty if we don't take them?
Well, the penalty if you don't take them, according to the powers that be, are twofold. Now, if you believe that you're under international law and that they will enforce this with a military hand and possibly a United Nations NATO role or foreign governments coming in and forcing them in, they're saying under WHO level 6, if you go check out the pandemic flu and preparedness checklist, you type that in, it'll bring you to the .gov site and the PDF. In section 1.5.1, they say that they can quarantine you, they can take property, they can use off-site drugs, compulsory vaccination. No worries. It's the justification of international law. So if you believe, you know, international law, they can basically take you out of your home, shoot you, or take your home and throw you in a camp, and that's the deal if you don't take the vaccine. Now, according to U.S. law, they can invoke an executive order. All this stuff is outside the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, by the way. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights guarantee you individual human rights. Section 1.5.1 of this WHO document clearly state you have no individual human rights. Okay, so that's a big problem. Now, if they don't want to go with the WHO and they don't want to go with the United Nations regulations, they're saying that they have the right to force you to take the vaccine, or you can spend a year in prison and up to a $250,000 fine, a combination pack, because we all have $250,000 lying around. Now, I don't necessarily think they're going to go through with that, but they are going to try to vaccinate everybody else and use color of law threats of that nature to get you to do it. Now, how are they going to get the majority of people to do it? Well, they're putting it in the schools first. They're going after the children and then their parents. Their parents are going to have to go to the schools to get this same vaccine. Now, in Canada, they have already launched a program because they say, man, it's really going to be tough to get this 18 to 30 crowd that really isn't involved in this. They don't have a place where they go and convene. We might not necessarily be able to round them all up and get them to go to the hospital. So we're going to have mass vaccination centers outside of bars on popular nights out. So in other words, on the weekend, they're going to set up shop anywhere from between 10 p.m. and 3 in the morning and catch people while they're drunk and try to convince them to take a shot in the arm. You know, I hope it doesn't come to, you know, forced inoculations. I hope it doesn't come to the fact that they want to set up in our school systems, but they're doing it. They're building the infrastructure. Catherine Sebelius, who's the head of Health and Human Services, has openly stated this plan, that they plan on getting the majority of the population through the school systems by the means of the children and then their parents. Answer your question, Dave?
Yeah, Jason, thank you.
You got it. Let's go to Matt in Wisconsin. Matt, you're on the line.
Hey, man, good to hear your voice again. I didn't know you were on from 6 to 9.
Yeah, it's a new gig. It just started last week. And, you know, again, I get off these planes on Sunday and then all of a sudden I got this show to do. I wish I had more material, but I try to, even when I'm out there, I do try to hit the news wires really quick, stay up on some local events. I'm obviously not as hardcore as when I'm in the office and I'm going through all these different articles, but there's just so much going on day to day to day. It's hard to keep up, but it is nice now to have this wrap up show. What's that?
I said, you took a vacation. I missed the very beginning of the show where Alex was sitting in, and he was raising a little bit of hell.
No, there wasn't a vacation. It was a shoot.
There's no vacation for me. These are all shoots where I'm out there with a camera, my man. The last time I took a vacation was 4th of July weekend. I flew out to back to New York, and I went to my friend's wedding, and it was like a four-day deal.
Well, that's cool. Check this out. I've been checking for you, like, probably for, like, the last week and a half from, like, 10 to 12. I'll be like, oh, man, I need to listen to Burmese. And I was like, did Jones can that kid? Man, no way.
No. I'll tell you what happened. 3 weeks ago, we're like, well, man, I'm lagging behind on Invisible Empire. You know, maybe we can stop the weekly show right now, and we'll do it once a week. And I, you know, that first week that I was off, I actually finalized the first third of the script of Invisible Empire. It was great. I was working. But now, you know, we have a deadline for this second Obama film, and he needs people to go through footage. And I grabbed a lot of footage for the first Obama deception. So now my role has been for the last couple weeks, other than going out and getting interviews and doing that type of thing, going through C-SPAN archives, going through MSNBC, CNN, and really just going through these clips that may or may not be in the film. So, you know, no rest for the wicked, my friend.
Cool. I'm just glad you're still part of the team. Keep doing your thing, man.
All right. Thank you, Matt. We're going to go to David, Ken, Lee, and more on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmese. We're hoping Aaron Dykes is going to become conscious, walk into the office, and talk about the trip out to Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia. No guarantees, but hopes and dreams. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
We are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burma, 6 to 9 Central Time every Sunday. That's right. I know I get the emails. Oh, they're playing a rebroadcast of your show during the week. Yes, they are playing rebroadcast because I'm only doing the show once a week right now. That'll probably change after I release Invisible Empire. Hopefully due out this Christmas Eve. YouTube fans everywhere. All right, let's go to David in California. David, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Great, thank you for taking the call. Hey, I got a couple of questions to make it really, really quick. A while back, before I really even knew much about you or your friend Corey, I guess, mm-hmm. the loose change guy, mm-hmm. I watched a Democracy Now! Debate between you guys and another really creepy tall dude, and Amy Goodman moderated. And I was
It was me, Dylan Avery. It wasn't Corey. It was actually me and Dylan. And we were against David Dunbar and James Meggs of Popular Mechanics.
Okay, yeah, this is just with the tall guy. I don't think it was Meggs because I've seen him before. I know what he looks like. This guy, he mentions, you're talking about how, you know, I think it was Tower 2 had molten metal pouring out of one of the holes in it, and it was like liquid molten iron glowing orange. That guy said, I've actually held one of those in my hand. And like you had a moment of like camaraderie with you guys or something, and you went, and you literally went, you did? How did you get that? You know, and he turns to you with this like slowly I turn kind of like, you know, posture, and he gives you the most evil but insanely evil look. Have you watched that interview lately?
You know, I don't know even which one that is because that's the only, I've only been on Amy Goodman with the Popular Mechanics guys, so it has to be something different.
Well,
you know,
it was definitely you. You're the one who said he said he had actually held one of the ingots of molten metal as it cooled. It was falling as it cooled. He said, I've actually held one of those in my hand. And it was you. And you said, how did you get that? How, you know.
Well, I got to see. Send me the clip. I'll go check it out. I've done so many. I remember the Popular Mechanics one because it's probably the biggest one. It has the biggest YouTube hits. I get people talking to me all about it. And plus, those are the biggest propagators of the lie out there for the official government. But, I mean, I've debated dozens and dozens and dozens of people on camera. And, again, if he was saying that he was, you know, he had molten metal from the site in his hand, I mean, that just, you know, solidifies my argument.
Yeah, right. And now, the second point that I wanted to make was, you know, I love Alex Jones' show, and this is 100% real. I mean, you guys are covering, the gist of it is 100% nefarious. It's real. I'm completely, I totally agree with you guys. But I'm afraid that if Alex Jones doesn't stop screaming and yelling and roaring on air, that he'll just lose important listeners. People with a brain want to hear somebody speak like, you know, like they really know what they're talking. Every time he screams and roars, I'm afraid you guys, or especially him, just lose listeners.
Well, let me just say this. Different strokes for different folks. There are definitely those out there that are brought in by Alex Jones's persona. There are definitely those out there that are turned off by Alex Jones's persona. You know, that's why I do my style of radio show. I'm out there trying to reach out to maybe the younger audience or people that have not been brought in yet, or talk to people that do know what's going on but maybe want a slightly different feel or taste. There are some other really good radio shows out there, maybe not as, good or well produced as Alex, but that's just Alex's personality. I mean, you can't take the dog out of the dog. It's going to be a dog. And Alex Jones is just, he is a war dog, man. And he gets hyped up and he does speak from the heart. And a lot of people do get turned off by that, but other people get brought into it. So again, it really is different strokes for different folks. I think I take a separate approach in a lot of my movies, although, the material is often the same, or some of the beats are the same, or the pace is the same. I often keep myself out of the films. I'm trying to bring people along maybe in a different manner. So, I think there's room out there for different personalities, different people, different viewpoints. I really think that, Alex Jones is a great tool to bring in, Christian conservatives. I may be maybe a better tool to bring in atheist liberals. I've had people tell me that. So, again, I don't think you're ever going to change Alex Jones. There are those moments where maybe he is a little bit over the top, but then there are also a ton of moments where he is very clear, very reverent about what he says, and very poignant and really bringing people in. But, I appreciate the concerns. Definitely not the first time I've heard that, but I love Alex so much. And again, you're not going to change Alex Jones. I thank you for the call, David. Let's go to Ken in Massachusetts. Ken, hold over, Ken. I didn't look at my clock. It's like I'm an amateur on the radio now. How long have I been doing this? We're going to go back to Ken, Lee, Betty, and more. 888-201-2244-512-646-1776 is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, and InfoWars.com.
Direct from Austin, coast to coast, and in your face, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3,
In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved?
We're going to continue to get your calls. We're going to go to Kenan, Massachusetts in one moment. But I want to show this magazine. This is the magazine in the car rental we got. And this is just the creepiest thing I've ever seen. Find the creepy moment in this picture. For those on the radio, it's Washington Ware. And you see Obama dancing with his wife. And it says camera ready. And it's all about these great photographs of the White House and White House personalities. Now, what's creepy? I don't know what's creepy. What's right here? There's this guy standing in the shadows on the side with this, in this suit. I don't even know how to describe it. If you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, is that not one of the creepiest things you've ever seen? Hartman, look at that thing. It really, you know, I don't like to get off in the quote unquote conspiracy theories, but you look at it and it really looks like it's the shadow, the man behind Barack Obama. I mean, it's a guy in a tuxedo in the shadows, a white guy in a tuxedo in the shadows as these guys dance around. And there's no other people, by the way, in this photograph. And you would think that if, you know, it was these guys, they could have easily photoshopped him out. So just really a big fat creep fest on Washington Ware this month. All you DCites out there can probably see this somewhere on newsstands. All right, Ken in Massachusetts. Ken, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Great to hear you back again. I'm calling from Massachusetts here. And I think you folks have covered the story here where they were trying to fast track a state health emergency act, wherein the Deval Patrick, the governor of Massachusetts, would be able to declare a health emergency, essentially a martial law type of health emergency act here.
And they're trying to pass that through state government? Is that the scenario?
Oh, yes. It was on the fast track.
Okay.
In fact, it passed the Senate. I mean, nobody knew that it was even up for a vote. It passed the Massachusetts State Senate 36-0 before we even knew that it was, you know, even being voted.
Wow.
I know it. And it was, you know, the typical type of situation where they could violate the Fourth Amendment, come into your property, and actually assess you, determine whether or not you needed to be vaccinated, and if you, denied or didn't let them vaccinate you at that point, you would be, they had the right to quarantine you, to destroy everything in your house or take it. You know, you never know what happens in those types of situations.
Well, that's how they try to do this. They try to get it on multiple levels, like I discussed earlier. You know, you have the WHO international law plan, then you have the executive orders by the federal government, and now state governments are taking the helm to try to get you threefold.
Well, you know, we didn't, my take on this, I mean, and Obama has said Massachusetts is the model, right?
Is Romney still the governor of Massachusetts, by the way?
Oh, no. Deval Patrick is the governor here now.
Okay.
He is he's a black man. He's very definitely very close to Obama, which is why Obama made that statement that Massachusetts is the model. But we were able to, I'm associated with the Massachusetts Liberty Preservation Association, some great activists there. They went into the legislature and effectively derailed this, or at least temporarily, by going and lobbying face-to-face when possible, and with the aides when not, both the representatives and the senators. So we've been able to stop it, at least temporarily. Now, we've got a two-tier plan to derail these forced vaccinations. I mean, and it looks like that's what's coming down the road here. I'd set up face-to-face, and people can do this. I mean, you just have to call, and you have to request, and you have to, call again.
But you have to be persistent. People don't understand. Things don't happen overnight. You can't just wish them to happen. If you want to talk to your local representative, you have to call their office, try to discuss making an appointment. If they give you the runaround at that time, you have somebody else call. You say, well, I've got all these different constituents. And they continue to give you the runaround. You show up personally at the office. These things take work. Continue.
Absolutely. And I've been able to set up meetings now with my representatives and with my senator, who just happens to be the chair of the Homeland Security Committee in our legislature here. So, you know, we're going to go in there. We're going to make a presentation with myself and, you know, our cadre. You know, I really believe, Jason, that, you know, these people that are cogs in the wheel, most of them, they don't have a clue.
That's right.
And we're gonna give them a clue. And, you know, everybody has family and loved ones. And once they realize, once we tell them what's in the Glaxo Smith-Kline H1N1 vaccine, you know, you've got mercury, which they said wasn't in the vaccines anymore. Now they admit it's going to be in this. You've got aluminum. You've got formaldehyde. And you've got squalene. I mean, once they understand the effects of squalene, and, you know, most people understand mercury is not really good for you, I think that it has a tremendous effect. In fact, it has had a tremendous effect, which is how I was able to set these meetings up with relative ease, quite frankly. I sent them the 1976 CBS 60 Minutes piece, and I sent them a video on soldiers coming back from Iraq that had been vaccinated, that the squalene had just, you know, turned their own immune systems against them, and it's brutal. I mean, it's awful.
Well, listen, man, I encourage you to go forward. You can have an effect locally. The more people that you get to do this, and the more people that understand that this can be done, is a positive thing, and it will help us fight this, because maybe we need to pass resolutions saying that we won't abide by federal or international law, rather than the opposite of what they've done in your state. I got to jump, Ken. Great call. Let's go to Lee in Montana. And by the way, Aaron Dykes just entered the building, so hopefully in the next segment we're going to have him on for one or two segments to really discuss this Washington, D.C., Philadelphia trip. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, good day. Well, you know, my only concern about Alex Jones is that he's going to hemorrhage. I think we ought to get him a side of beef and some of those UFC gloves. Like Rocky had, to where he can go punch on the beef everyone.
Well, you know what I keep telling him to do, and I'm dead serious about it. I think he needs to put a punching bag in the office, and then we'll also get a bench, and you know, that way I can do some reps and I can wrap out on one of these. It doesn't even have to be a punching bag. It could be one of those foam bodies on the thing, and that way I can get my kicks into place as well. But nothing like getting out a little frustration on an inanimate object. I agree 110%.
Yeah, you can just put the face of who he's talking about on there and have a good time. But anyway, I have two important things. One, anybody out there that's a prayer-oriented person, and I don't really qualify very well, but the only reason I can hear you is our local radio station has you guys on, and he plays the whole gambit. That's KGEZ, but the state, and now it's the city government because they want to expand their airport, but they don't want to buy his dirt. Because you got 160 acres of tower out there, right? That's a lot of acres and a lot of tower. So they're trying to condemn him the whole bit, and he's got to go to a court here, federal court, in next month, just like 2 weeks away. So,
what are they trying to do? Pull the eminent domain on him and just take his land?
Eminent domain. They hired somebody that was a neighbor of his to file a lawsuit on him. That guy wants, of course, turn it into commercial property, but won't be a problem because he won't have 400-foot-tall radio towers there. Mm-hmm. Things like that. The biggest coercion you've ever seen, and it's happening right here in Montana. Mm-hmm. But what I really called for was... just please give them a prayer, hope that everybody gets guidance in the situation to go the right direction to find a compromise that would be good for everybody.
Well, you know what, I hope justice prevails and the man doesn't have to give up his land. I mean, I don't think he should have to compromise if it's his land. I mean, there's a thing called private ownership in this country. It's just outrageous how these thugs do come in and say eminent domain or national security. I mean, some of the nightmare scenarios that have happened out there are just so outlandish, so ridiculous, so against the common man that I want to throw up when I hear about them. Lee, I thank you for the call. We're going to jump to Betty in Wisconsin. Betty, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I got a couple of points about the vaccinations. I got so hopeful I went and talked to some people when I went to the park and the library with my little children, because mm-hmm. I don't give them vaccinations. Mm-hmm. And young man with some backpacks, and both of them heard about you, and they both heard about, about the 9/11 was an inside job. And so I was like, I can't believe it. Two people I run into, they know this stuff, and they both were concerned about the vaccination. So,
well, that's great. That makes me feel good, because that means that I'm doing my job, especially because I want to reach younger people. When I was out in D.C., and I was going to shoot the World Bank and the IMF, and I'm going down this main drag. I'm out by, I think it was like the Institute of Americas. I wasn't even filming, but I had my camera and my tripod on it. And then I see somebody put their hand up like this, and I think that he's stopping me, or he wants to talk to me, or maybe he's pointing at somebody else. But then I look down, and then I look back up, and he goes, and then he points directly at me, and he gives me the thumbs up, and he's like, love what you do. And I was just like, this is like a 50-60-year-old guy. And I'm like, awesome, man. And I just kept on going, and it really gave me the fuel to the fire for the rest of the day. So there are people out there that pay attention to Alex Jones, that pay attention to Jason Burmess, that are informed about what's going on. And we've just got to keep reaching out to the people that don't know about this information.
Yeah, and one of them was the National Guard, and I have printouts. I printed out some medical things off the InfoWars site. One was Rebecca Carley's article, and he was interested in some more because he goes to the computer at the library, and the other man has a computer at his home. But his dad knew, too. They knew about you.
Well, excellent. Again, that's what people are under the assumption we're just this small little niche thing. And in a way we are. But this small little niche thing grows by leaps and bounds when people are human beings and they talk to their neighbors, they talk to their friends, they talk to their family members, they send a link, they post a video on YouTube. They post a video on MySpace, and we are getting out there. And that is a very encouraging story, Betty. Thank you for the call. You have number one. Yeah, it's great stuff, and I know that we can make a difference. That's why they're trying to pass mandatory legislation on multiple levels for the swine flu vaccine, because they know we've reached millions of people in this country, and millions of people don't want to take a vaccine that may cause them to be a quadriplegic or get a cancer virus. I mean, it's outlandish. So the World Health Organization pandemic planning is not enough. Executive Order 13-375 isn't enough. Now we're going to try to do state-level stuff where it's mandatory vaccines in Massachusetts and other states. They always want it on multiple levels because people are waking up and they are saying no. Sean in Canada. Sean, you're on the line.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air.
Good. I'll ask you a question quick. I was wondering if this new studio is created by the money from the money bomb.
We actually did just rent the new studio that was by the Money Bomb. It's right next to us. We have not moved in yet. It'll probably be another 1 to 2 months before we actually put any desks or anything like that in. And I would probably say, since it's going to be a TV studio, and this little studio right here, the one you're watching me in right now, took about 6 months to build. we might be able to get that done in 6 months. We might not be able to. I mean, with the project, with the second Obama film coming out, with Invisible Empire coming out, with Alex's eugenics film, Endgame 2, coming out, I would say you could probably see at least a tour of the new studio within the next 6 to 8 months. Whether or not the actual TV studio will be built and operational by that point is another question. It's just so difficult. But here is the man, the myth, the legend to tell us about the new studio, Alex Jones.
Yeah, no, I happened to be walking by and heard you talking about the new studio. What's going on? What's the question?
He just wanted to know when we thought it would be operational. And I just told him
if that was all we were doing, it could be operational in a couple of months. We just signed the lease, and I guess a lot of people haven't gotten leases or built buildings or built studios.
They have no idea.
Yeah, they have no idea. I mean, like a big TV studio might take 2 years to build, but yeah, that's one of the big fancy ones. With us, but a lot of times when I get asked this question, it's almost like, oh, there's something wrong. Where's your studio? I mean, I did the money bomb. People can give to it, to our entire operation. That's what it's for. And, hold on. Put him on hold. Yeah. I may have another money bomb next week if I want. It's a free country. If people want to give us money, to run this operation, they can, and it's good. We're not the government coming and making you give money. Mm-hmm. And I've said what we were spending it on is the last one was this studio, and look at what we've done. And then now we're hiring more people. You know, that was a year ago or now 13 months ago. And then now we've gotten the space next to us. We got to knock out the wall. It took us 2-3 weeks to get the plans drawn up because you have to lease it and then decide the plans. Mm-hmm. So we're haggling. And so we'll be burning up the highway, just speeding big time, when it comes to building if we're in there in 4 or 5 months with it all built. In fact, I keep forgetting I'm so busy with the FBI popping up, making all these films and stuff. Take a camera over there because that is exciting for the viewers and listeners. Shoot the empty gutted thing with the 20-foot ceilings. Because that'll be...
I'll blog it tomorrow. That sounds like a great idea. I'll take my little handy cam.
Yeah, but more important, I want to do it from a tripod at the exact same place and then show it in phases as they build it.
Oh, that's a good... I'll mark it out with tape. We'll mark out a tripod spot with tape and that
way... Yeah, just mark out a spot on the floor and then we can do a time lapse, over time of us building the studio. Mm-hmm. And we're going to stick a couple more video editors over there, a couple more webmasters over there, and then build the studio so we have a place to do interviews here and also do a TV show. So that's how it works. And caller, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's great. I also wanted to talk about the Twin Towers. I know a lot about the Twin Towers. I've been researching. I mean, the story of them is amazing. I mean, you look at pictures of them before, before 9/11, and they're great. But when you see them on 9/11, they're different. They have, thousands of big, massive explosives placed all over.
Look, on the controlled demolition argument, just look at the controlled demolition they messed up, and I believe it was Turkey the other day. Did you see this yet, Jones? It was like a six.
They tried to blow up the Intel building a couple years ago in Austin. In fact, you can pull that up, and it wouldn't even fall.
Well, this is even better. All right, listen. They have this. It's like I think it's like a florist shop, like a massive floral thing. It's like 7 or 8 stories high, mm-hmm. And they try to do a controlled demolition, and they blow out the bottom. But the explosives at the top don't work, and the building literally rolls, Jones. You have like an 8-story building going on its side and then onto its roof and then almost doing a full 360. The building stays intact with them actually trying to do a controlled demolition and blowing the bottom out. That's how steel frame building
works. But that's what I'm saying about the Intel building in Austin.
Yeah.
They had never even completed building it. When they had the dot-com bust in 99, so 2 years ago, I think it was 2007, they tried to blow it up, and it didn't fall. Hey, I got to go get back to work here on getting that studio built for you, pal.
That's right, and Aaron Dunn is coming up in a moment to discuss the trip. It's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Brian and Jacob, and go take another couple calls in just a moment. It's 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. For all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers out there who have not seen this failed controlled demolition, let's play it for them, Hoosh. Let's hit it up. I mean, this is it. This building flips over onto its ceiling. It shows you how reinforced a structural steel building really is. Now, hold on. Pause it right there for a second. Now, if you notice, now go back to the still frame while I'm talking. If you notice, there's a large chunk of the building already missing. See, that's actually a building that's been gutted quite a bit on the one side. Yet it's still standing, because that's what steel frame buildings do. Now, they obviously screwed it up, and now you're seeing it kind of tilted on its side. All right, hit play, and let's show it where it ends up. It just doesn't disintegrate when it hits the ground. No, it flips over. It's a structure. So, you know, the debunkers will probably call me crazy for even citing that, but give me a break. Aaron Dykes in studio. Let's talk about it. We just got back from a crazy trip. Flew into Baltimore, drove from Baltimore to D.C., did about 48 hours in D.C., went all over the major landmarks, went to the George Washington Masonic Temple, filmed there, got in a car, drove out to Philadelphia, which is even more historic in some respects than Washington, D.C., filmed Independence Hall, the first and second banks of the United States, so much more. Went out to the Philadelphia Art Museum late night last night, shot till about 3 a.m. You know, we were talking earlier about the harassment, how we just couldn't go anywhere without being harassed by security. Why don't you tell people just some of the experiences you had? Go start to finish. Your first experience with a security guard on the trip and the last one we had.
Well, let's see. We were in the nation's capital and the nation's former capital in D.C. and Philadelphia. And I guess anywhere they've written a constitution or pretended to hang one up on the wall, you just can't film, you can't say anything in front of a monument. Can't talk to people. It's just bizarre.
It is bizarre.
I don't understand it.
It was less hardcore in Philadelphia until we got to Independence Hall. And then when we were downtown last night, it seemed like they were coming out of the woodwork when I was outside of the U.S. Mint building and I was just filming the U.S. Mint. And you were on that one corner and you weren't even filming a building in particular. You were just kind of getting the traffic flow from a corner of historic Philadelphia. And that was a no-no, apparently.
Well, we were just walking around town. I think there was a district court. U.S. District Court. Yeah, they came out in the middle of the night and wanted to know what I was doing. I was just filming
traffic.
It was
around midnight at that point.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, it was really late night. We actually filmed the Federal Reserve at night pretty easy last night. That wasn't a tough building to do. But Independence Hall, I mean, let's talk about it. We got harassed at the very tail end of the Phil Berg interview, but earlier in the day, we were just trying to get shots. We're talking about hundreds of tourists around, many people with cameras. Just because our cameras are a little bit nicer and we have a tripod, we're enemy number one.
Yeah, and they come up and want to know where the film permits are. They want to know what you're doing with this weird equipment. And, you know, we're just shooting B-roll. I can't think of anything. It's just kind of on a base level.
Where the Constitution was formed.
Yeah, I mean, it's like base level patriotism, maybe. I don't know. Just touring capitals and looking at historic buildings. What's the big deal?
Yeah, what is the big deal? Especially when they encourage people to come. And it's supposed to be a tourist attraction. You know, obviously, one of the pluses of going on a vacation like this is to bring home video and film of these buildings. I mean, people want to see it. This is where history happened. And it does really speak to society that we now live in a society that, oh no, you can't film here. But there were the exceptions. The first night we got there, we were out in front of the Independence Hall Learning Center and an adjacent building, and you got a pretty good time lapse there.
Yeah, that's true. We got some nice time lapse. We were mainly there just doing photography, trying to take our time and get some nice shots. But I guess if you try to film a Capitol, it's just not possible.
You know, let's talk about how difficult it was to film the Pentagon when we get back. I mean, finding a vantage point of the Pentagon and not being harassed is almost an impossibility. But we did do so over at Potomac Park and got a couple of decent shots. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to be back taking calls from Sean, Brian, and more.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. I am joined by webmaster, graphics creator, editor, man of many different hats, Aaron Dykes. And Dykes was out on this shoot with me. Let's talk about the Federal Reserve experience. Now, we kind of planned it out to kind of look like tourists. We got hot dogs right before we were there, right at the corner of the Federal Reserve building. And I'm still munching on my hot dog while I get approached by security. We're staggered so we can get the shot. You're kind of over to the left. I don't know if you had to talk to the guy who had the dog. There was the one guy who had the dog that was kind of walking around. Alex was asking me if I got shots of this stuff. I'm like, well, it was a wide shot. I'm sure I got some of the security guards. I'm not sure if I got the guy with the dog on film, but I would say there was about 5 or 6 people outside the building.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, there's been no guards, later one guard, because I've been to D.C. quite a few times now. Mm-hmm. And this time they had 2 guys posted right up front just looking for trouble, actively patrolling on their little perimeter there. Mm-hmm. And I think we were still on the sidewalk.
No, we were always on the sidewalk. We were at the hot dog stand at the corner, and I asked the one guard where the garbage can was, and then you pointed out that there was like a little bag on the hot dog stand.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it was nothing that would have been considered the private property of the Federal Reserve, you know, there in the mostly public city of D.C. But I've been to all these Federal Reserves. Well, not all of them, of course, but Rob Jacobson and I were harassed in front of the Kansas City Federal Reserve. And then I was harassed a second time after being asked in front of this Federal Reserve to move my camera just because I had a tripod shooting a building. Photographing a building.
It's very evil to have a tripod, Aaron. Al-Qaeda uses tripods, you know.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. So, I ended up talking to my guy. I did give the slave master my ID, and I chatted up with him for about 5 minutes, but it did allow me kind of get a longer shot from the front, you know, where he kind of let me alone after he talked about my Metallica necklace and my Slipknot hat with me, you know, in Austin, Texas, and all this other stuff. However, you talked to, I think you had a separate, you had a mail guard come up to you too, right?
Yeah, the first time we were outside the Federal Reserve was kind of the main guy patrolling the front area. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to know my ID, but I don't like to give that out, so.
No, you said no.
I just told him no.
Yeah, and then what happened?
Well, he wanted to know, just like all these other buildings, if we're commercial photographers. It's a free speech right, even if we were making a commercial documentary, which these documentaries are given out for free. We, you know.
In fact, you know, fresh out of the car, I forgot this, but as soon as we had parked the car and we took the tripods out, we filmed that one building. The one woman came over and she asked us, and we said, "Oh, we're tourists, blah, 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 blah." She kind of let us pass, but then there was two other guards sitting there talking to her, and we told them we were from Texas, and I'm sitting there having small talk with the guy about the San Antonio Spurs and Tim Duncan. You know, it's like they're like cross-referencing. In other words, you know, I'm talking to the Federal Reserve guy, and I give him my ID, and he says, "Oh, it was just your birthday. Oh, you're 29 years old. No, I'm 30 years old. If you can't tell from 1979 to 2009, you're the poorest at math." He's trying to catch me in some kind of a lie, like I'm lying about my age, or I'm lying about my identification. I'm like, "No, it's my 30th birthday." "Oh, yeah, isn't that right? That is your 30th birthday. How about that?"
So yeah, but here's the deal. I'm not saying you're bad.
I know.
He's a security guard coming off federal property saying, "Give me an ID." Being nice to them, if you told them it was okay for them to stab you, they'd shoot you. They would steal everything. They would take everything. These are just criminals. Mm-hmm. That's all government and these petty scum in uniforms and costumes have become. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying all of them, but that's the nature of tyranny. It's now turning to where the whole spirit is that way.
Well, tyranny acts like your friend. You're absolutely. And they come up and they rub you on the back.
No.
Or buddies.
Look, it's about them being losers. They couldn't invent science. They can't get a woman. They can't have a life. But it's the petty pressing on the nerve of power of... Look, they're engaged in crime. Mm-hmm. They're coming off their property trying to intimidate you through color or law. That's the same thing, Jason, as you getting in a fake police car and a fake uniform and going around writing people tickets. It's a crime!
But, Alex, it's like at the Korean War Memorial. This guy was real polite and nice, but he's asking 20 questions. Where are you going next? I heard you're going to the Vietnam Memorial. What are you going to film? Are you going to use a tripod there?
An evil tripod. We're going to come back.
Listen,
it's the Info Warrior. We're at the break. I'm sorry, buddy.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight Defense Handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar.
I'm just joking around, folks. Back.
Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true, total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3,
In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Vermes in studio right now. Aaron Dykes and Alex Jones via the microphone. There he is. If you go to the document cam, you can see him right there. And we're just discussing, you know, the harassment that we received in both D.C. and Philadelphia. That's D.C. was worse.
I don't think anybody uses an electro voice as a handheld.
Is that what that is? I'm not hip to the lingo. I'm a new radio guy. So go ahead, Alex.
Now, I'm just out here trying to write for the Obama film I'm working on. We got to get around to the website and the announcement of the name, but not yet. I'm going to do that next week. Just been distracted by the Secret Service and FBI around here dropping by. But look, this is how tyranny works. They train you to be slaves. They train you to accept by increments more and more of their oppression and control. It's like dog training. And
let me give you an example. Let me give you an example because we're in the airport today and on the big screens. First of all, we rush through to the airport and then they don't even have the place where they ID you and let you go through the security open yet. We have to get into another line. While we're in the line, they're showing you why it's so dangerous to bring liquids on the planes. But 3 ounces of scientists have confirmed that if it's only 3 ounces, you can't make explosives.
It's all about a religion that the terror is real, that they're not staging it. But taking the shoes off, answering the questions. It's training people who'd never be in a police state situation, who aren't criminals, to live with the police. I mean, in England, everyone gets questioned now everywhere, and it's all non-terror related. Mm-hmm. So they start with terror, then they expand it out like the DHS report to gun owners, conservatives, everybody, and then guilt by association. But the reason I came back in here is I just want to make the point. Today, it's telling you you can't videotape the Washington Monument or the Lincoln Memorial. Tomorrow, it's you can't film the police out your own window, which has already happened. They're already arresting people. They see taping them from the side of the street from their own yards. They're out of control. They're arrogant. They're the servants telling us that they are now the master. And they're being encouraged by the hires up to break the back of the American people because the ruling elite, the bankers know they're destroying our standard of living, really going to cause a huge revolt. They want to have their devil dogs, their enforcers, trained and loving the smell and taste of our blood. So they're like bird dogs training them to go after quail or dove. We're the quail or dove. They're the bird dog. We're being trained, the public, to accept the tyranny. They're being trained that it's okay for them to treat us like this. And in the final equation, these guys are on power trips. They can't wait with the new environmental green laws, which they admit, to come in your house and fine and fee and take your house. They are criminals. Mm-hmm. They hate the public. They're scum. They're hiring bullies and thugs. They're hiring low-grade morons who would not make it in the world, who would not be successful, who are so petty that all they want to do is suppress and dominate society. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're here. That's why we're, you know, fighting what we're fighting. We know how humans develop. We know how societies arrange themselves. We know the cycle of going into tyranny. We've seen this thousands of times. We know 110% what this is. We fully understand what's happening.
And it's the most horrible thing anybody can imagine, because it's all the ancient tyrannies scientifically studied mixed with modern high-tech systems creating this mutation or this amalgam, this sword of doom against liberty. Mm-hmm. And if the people will rally and if the spirit of liberty will ignite, we can defeat these people. But folks need to know the enemy is coming in like a flood. And
the enemy is often your neighbor, too. It's your uncle. It's your aunt. It's somebody working for the system. It's somebody who you relate to.
And because they see themselves as part of the system, mm-hmm. so they're criminally defending the system and violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution in kind of a weird pack mentality, like a Nazi or Soviet mentality.
Yeah, you can't smile when you take your license picture.
Oh, here's an example. The military was practicing internment roundups in Florida in 1999, Brooksville, Florida. And now it's mainstream news that they're setting up camps and doing internment training. You know, now the Army admits it, but back then you got laughed at. This is what happened. I get on an airplane, don't tell anybody I'm going to Brooksville, and a federal-type informant who had been in Austin following me around and coming to events, who was, you know, probably Pentagon, protective detail, or special forces type. I mean, you learn the types over the years. I didn't know who he was at the time. Shows up, knows my flight, and is there to give us a ride. And then magically, the rental car place wouldn't give us our car. And then I'm out with this guy, and we're just trying to videotape the military at night. He starts trying to set fires, and I'm having to put him out, saying, stop trying to provocateur and set me up. I mean, and I had to push him away, and I had to drive over to the military and say, I know this guy's with you. Stop it. And they're like, oh, it's just all part of the drill, Jones. So, I mean, these people, I was already seen as an Al-Qaeda enemy before they'd already staged the attacks. I was all ready to be set up. I was already meant nothing. They'd line me up and boom, blow my head off that quickly. They'd send me to prison for something immediately. And so now everywhere I go, these feds come and sit down in restaurants next to me and say, let's blow stuff up, let's attack. And it's always some giant cop. And I'm like, leave me alone. I mean, they're circling all around us now trying to do this. We're not committing any crimes like they are. And the whole point is it's predatory, they're criminal. They like it that America's falling. They like it. They think they're the winners. They think it's great. They get to urinate all over freedom, urinate all over the country. They get to do whatever they want. But when I was there in Brooksville, Florida, when I was there and all of this stuff was going on, and you know I would just be walking around the town trying to videotape the military. So we're practicing taking over the city. Citizens would walk out and go, are you Alex Jones? The Army came to my door and told me not to talk to you. And then again, they just attached some guy. Oh, I'm a patriot, a friend. Like we were doing something secret and bad, and we're walking through a field, and he's like, oh, here, let's light something on fire. And I'm like, no, you're a fed. Get out of here. I mean, these people aren't playing games, man, and I'd be in prison for setting arson fires. They're not playing games. I want everybody to know, if anything like that happens, it's the feds. They did it.
All right, Mr. Jones, thank you so much for joining us.
That's the real world. They're criminals. They want to come in your house and take your family. They want your property. All they know is primitive domination, that they're going to dominate you with a nightstick. They're thugs. It's tyranny. It's real. They're going to take everything you got if you don't get up off your asses.
Any closing thoughts, Aaron, on the trip, on the way that we were treated by the guards?
Yeah, I mean, take the TSA in the airport. A year ago, it was just the regular screening, you know, the halfway strip search, take off your shoes, your belt, everything out of your pockets. Now they have the secondary screening.
I just noticed that.
At the gates. That's been there just in the past couple months. And they don't check everybody, but it's selective screening. And really, it's
look,
mostly
I'm telling
old ladies
you folks, they want to line your families up and shoot them. I've been around them. They enjoy it. That's the point. They enjoy what they're doing. Criminals.
So, yeah, I mean, this was, again.
I want those criminals to know they're not getting away with any of it. They're getting the cancer viruses in their shots. They're drinking the sodium fluoride. You guys go ahead and go along with the evil. Just remember, your own masters are taking you out, too.
Valid
dumb
point.
Bastards.
Valid point.
They think evil's cute. It's not cute.
It's absolutely not cute. But yeah, I noticed these just from you pointing them out because I hadn't seen them. They're on like a little cart now where they take your stuff out on a cart. Like you've already gone through the initial screening. They're already
and showed them everything in the bag, everything you have.
Yeah, you've already taken out your laptop. You've already, you know, taking out your DVD player. The camera's on the thing. Your shoes are off. I have my hooded sweatshirt off.
Yeah, what is this that I'm seeing now where they follow you once you leave?
Yeah.
It's like you're total prisoners in a medium security prison.
Well, now they have behavior specialists now. That was part of the video, that they have people watching people's behavior.
And again, they're beta testing them for the rest of the country. They're saying everywhere it's little secret police, little $9 an hour security guards on power trips. little security guards on $9 an hour on power trips.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I saw that when I was out in L.A., that there were TSA following people and talking
to
people.
Yeah, I had no idea until he pointed out.
No. And now they're expanding TSA to Boston, New York, mm-hmm. Houston. Now they're on the streets. It's everywhere. Hi, I'm TSA. Let's ask a few questions. Here are your family. And I see them with little kids at the airport asking a three-year-old, what are you doing? Where are you going? It's all about, you're all terrorists now. We're the criminals that rule you now. See, I mean, I'm just a normal primitive person, man. I know when crooks are all around me, and I see when predators, just like a dog knows when somebody's predatory or moving in and it barks. I see the predators all around us. I see them setting it up, and I'm like, look at this, people. We got to do something about this. They're like, I like the movies. I like the football. And so they're building grids all around us. And I'm like, look out. The wolves, the hyenas, they're all around us. Circle the wagons. Let's defend the republic. Don't let them do this. They're like, I like the tyranny. I like the shots.
Well, we had a couple of elderly women behind us, and we were talking about...
Oh, they love to have in their way with old people.
Well,
that's a special slave to enjoy.
Well, they were discussing the cameras that basically take an x-ray picture of you and the thing. And they're like, those are in which airports now? I'm like, they're all over the place. And then I was like, they're in the New York City subway system now. It's beyond the airports.
Yeah, but they're not buying it. They're back there.
Listen,
they're ridiculing.
We got to get our soul back and get mad. This crap's bull. They're training us to live in Nazi Soviet Russia. I'm sick of it.
They are, Alex. They have new propaganda where travelers are broken into three classes. You're either the family kind of traveler who has
all mass profiling.
Or you're the expert traveler.
It's the yellow star.
Yeah, the expert
bastard
traveler.
Bastard pieces of crap.
The expert traveler.
Social engineer eugenicist. Look at this book right here with these bastards. Head of the White House science talks about how he's sterilizing you in your water, how they're injecting you. It's all real funny. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, they psychologically profile you now that if you are an expert traveler, you're going to know all their rules, the proper way to walk through their slave grid. You're going to know how to watch the videos, know how many bags to carry. Otherwise, you have too many bags.
I told you how it was creeping me out, how I felt like I was in the movie Total Recall this morning when we were going through. Because the woman who's playing the TSA agent, she never worked for the TSA. She's an actress. You know, she's sitting there just smiling. Well, people ask why these rules are necessary. And it's because of the terrorists. I mean, it was terrorist. They said scientists said it's okay to have three ounce liquid things because they couldn't make explosives from 3 ounces of liquid.
But in the future, we'll be able to carry more liquids when scientists discover.
Yeah, as they're showing somebody getting their water bottle thrown away. No Aquafina for you. Yeah.
Yeah, but these older women behind us, I heard their conversation. They're very mainstream TV heads. Yeah. They were ridiculing the bombs and the shoes idea.
It's all slave training. It gives the criminals in government who work for the offshore banks an excuse to get in your business. And they admit, I saw Governor Ridge in 2002, before Homeland Security was even a cabinet position, admit, your entire life will be like an airport.
Back after this with your calls. It's the Info Warrior.
InfoWar.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Forgot, but you know, we were lining up to initially, you know, give over our bags, check in, that whole apparatus, and everybody in front of us didn't speak English. Some of them had passports, but some of them clearly had no identification whatsoever. The one guy handed the woman like 2 pages ripped out of a notebook, handwritten, and got through. You know?
Yeah. Let me explain something. They can pull up the mainstream news article here, and then I gotta go. I'll quit bugging you guys. Good creature. Anyways, the point is that we're in here all the time fighting the tyranny, folks. You can't believe the amount of evidence we have. It's just mind-blowing. The illegal aliens, it came out in the Washington Post a few months ago, but like it was a good thing. When they do have a few of these fake raids, oh, they arrest 1,000 here, 1,100 there, they take them and give them green cards and federal jobs. No, I'm not kidding. In fact, Google arrested or detained, those detained in immigration raid given jobs by feds. And it's all staged. Mm-hmm. It's because they want them here to drive down wages, break down the society, bankrupt everything, and as a group to kind of use as a weapon against any of the indigenous populations because they've lived under tyranny. I mean, the globalists want it. Mm-hmm. And I even saw an AP article a few years ago about how they give the illegals loans when they won't give a citizen one because they want to get them here. It's an incentive. Because the banks have unlimited made-up money from our tax dollars, mm-hmm. that they then leverage. I mean, it's so diabolical. I've seen World War II vets, because they had walkers, you know, going to the
Pearl Harbor event when I was in San Francisco like 5 years ago with special security called Viper, called Wolverines, like these blue uniforms. They had separate security on top of TSA right after 9/11, jabbing and poking the vet with an oxygen tank who can hardly understand them while people with turbans are walking right through because they know there's no real terror. It's about, they see a black guy, a white guy, an American, a Hispanic American, an Asian who's like, hello, I'm John Chan. And they're like, oh, let you know you're the slave. You're the ones we feed off of. Get up against the wall. Huh? It's a training. Huh? Get up there. Huh? Yeah, move. But then if you're like, it is literally like, come on in. It's ours. You want a machine gun? Here. Because, I mean, I've gotten the article where they're hiring illegals to run the camps now. That's actually on the website. It's like, no less Hispaniola. And they're like, weapons, take care of them. I mean, it's literally like, we've almost got our force ready to steal all their property. Get ready. The bankers rule. And it's like, Pancho Villa. I mean, it is out of control, folks. No, I'm serious. We're screwed.
Well, let's go another example. On my trip back from New York, this 45-year-old woman, she couldn't have been more than 120 pounds. She's with her family. She's not Al-Qaeda. She has a metal plate in her head. And instead of her walking through and then they baton her head to make sure, it's the metal plate. Nope. Secondary screening for you. It's time to take
everything. America is ours!
Oh, Alex, I love him. But yeah, I mean, this woman didn't need secondary screening. She should have been able to walk through. They should have just taken the baton. Oh, she does have a metal plate in her head. Guess what? She's not a threat. Aaron, you wanted to make a point about that revolving TSA video we kept watching while we were trying to get through security.
Well, no, it's this other Homeland Security video. They have the soft touch, too, where they walk
up. You don't like New World Order, you racist! Arrest! 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 That's what they're doing. You understand? That's the race politics they've got going now. You don't like giving gun? Racist, arrest him! Racist!
Oh, Alex, you are on fire today.
Have we gone over the cuckoo's nest yet?
No, I don't think we've gone over the cuckoo's nest yet. We got about a minute left in this segment, but, come on, Alex.
I'll tell you what's happening. I'm in there writing voiceovers, and I hate writing.
And you have a little procrastination right here?
Procrastination. Plus, I'm very upset.
Yep. Now I have.
I feel a bit cornered and threatened lately.
I guess so. I got an email about the FBI thing, and I had to get a hold of Kurt just to make sure that it wasn't, a full-on raid and I wasn't going to get picked up at the airport. I'm like, should I just hold on to the rental car and drive?
Well, I did when I was walking them out. I said, see the Ron Paul stickers? I go, that's terrorism in your DHS. And they go, yeah, we know. It is terrorism.
Yeah, okay. But if
you're an illegal alien who doesn't even have a passport, you're like, come on in.
Well, one of the
you'll be a SWAT team commander within weeks.
The live free or die flag, the one with the don't tread on me with the cut up, not the cut up snake. The cut up snake's a different one, but you'd see
the Culpepper flag.
Yeah, you would see that, people dressed up in colonial outfits, on these tours, like while you're down in Philadelphia, people are dressed in colonial outfits. They're waving those flags.
Al-Qaeda's.
And I'm thinking to myself, when is it they're going to
arrest him immediately? Arrest him immediately.
All right, folks, we're going to come back. We're going to take your calls.
You think this will be viral on YouTube?
Some of it will definitely be viral on YouTube. There's no doubt.
This could be the new radio format. Me and you're going, welcome to the padded room, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we're going to Brian and
actually, everything's fine. Drink the fluoride. Take the forced injections. You can trust the government. Everybody knows they never do secret experiments. Take the shot. Come on.
Back after this, it's the Warrior.
Take the shot.
Coast to coast. And in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent. And food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com.
Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
I'm on the outside. I'm looking in. I can see through you.
All right. We're going to get to the callers, I promise you. But I want Aaron to finish up this story of this TSA advertisement that he's seen.
Well, look, I wanted to make a point because at the airport, they film you. They look through all your stuff. But if you're downtown in Washington or someplace where they wrote the Constitution, which would be Philadelphia, they're going to ask you questions. But they have a soft touch to it. And I've seen this Homeland Security. I don't think we ever showed it on air. We still need to. Where they come up, they see someone taking photographs of a landmark. And the police officer's trained to say, oh, that could be a terrorist. I'm going to go investigate, but I'm going to have the friendly touch so I don't tip them off. Mm-hmm. And starts asking questions, oh, nice Toyota. What year is that? Oh, nice scuba gear. Meanwhile, it's on the radio. Psh, we have a potential terrorist. Run this ID, blah, blah, blah. And we saw this down there at the memorial. We were at the Korean memorial, a couple hundred yards away from the Vietnam memorial. Happened to be where we're going next. You and I are talking about that. The guard comes up, tells us we can't use a tripod, but he overhears you talking about the Vietnam memorial. So he starts asking questions. Oh, well, these could be terrorists. What are they up to? What's with these cameras? What are they filming for? Oh my goodness. And he's asking questions. So I hear you're going to the Vietnam memorial. He gets you talking, mm-hmm. and you're saying, yeah, we're going there next. Then it's how much time are you going to spend there? What are you going to be doing there? Are you going to be using a tripod? As though that's the crime. But he's just softly asking so he knows. And I don't know if he's radioing ahead or just keeping it in mind in case there's an incident.
We actually didn't get stopped over at the Vietnam memorial. There was somebody else who had a tripod there, too. I don't know if they got harassed. But we got our shots and got out of there. I forget where we went after that, but I guess it's certain different places. I mean, we didn't really get harassed when we were at the FDR Memorial, but any of the big ones, you know, while we were filming the Capitol, I'm sure someone came up to you during the Capitol thing, right? I got
to you can't use a tripod anywhere on the Capitol grounds, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, this is all, they say it's government property. Obviously, it's we the people's property. And
we pay the taxes.
It's public and open to anyone just mm-hmm. about, and I don't understand it, but it's everywhere, but just the fact that they're asking questions, profiling what these camera people are up to, it's
It's out of control.
It never ends, and it's more. I've been there a year ago. There wasn't nearly as much security as there is now.
No.
And just like at the airport, it's ramping up everywhere, and I don't know what's going on. I can't take it.
Aaron Dyke's very upset by it. You want to stick around for calls?
If you want to, sure.
Oh, yeah, stick around for the calls. Maybe you can chime in. Brian in Canada, you're on the line, sir.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Just to start there, I've been kind of active in this whole thing since, like, NAFTA there.
Mm-hmm.
So when 911 came around there, I was, like, first response was, like, okay, if they have someone that did this within today, you know, it's probably at least they let it happen type thing, right?
Okay.
So the area where I'm having trouble here talking to other people is when they bring up the screw loose change video.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to know what you had to say about that.
Well, I've debated those guys on several occasions. Whenever they'll take the opportunity to actually debate me, I crush them. James Bennett, I mean, have them stammering, stuttering. All right, let me give you an example about the quote-unquote screw loose change video. When they corrected loose change second edition, they said, oh, a plane took off 9 times remotely, but then it landed, I forget because it's so long ago, like 15 times remotely. Oh, it doesn't make sense. No, douchebag. It does make sense. There was a pilot who took off on the first one, and then the pilot was on the plane, and it was remotely landed. So their arguments are just absolutely ridiculous. Let me give you another argument out there. When they try to debunk Building 7, they say, oh, there was structural damage. There was a third of the building scooped out. No, there wasn't a third of the building scooped out. We found the video. There was no such thing. Cheyenne Sunder, 7 years later, in the final report, had to redact that. Let me give you yet another example. Earlier today, someone called in about the molten metal pouring outside of the World Trade Center. What did the debunkers originally say? Oh, that's aluminum from the plane. It doesn't matter that Stephen Jones does the experimentation, shows you what molten aluminum looks like, shows you how it's not orange or red or light orange or anything. It's silver. Okay, so what do? They change their argument. All of a sudden, oh, it's not molten aluminum, it's batteries. So those guys have no leg to stand on. I will chew them up and spit them out every time they try to step up to the plate. And I have debated Mark Roberts. You can find that online. But the latest one was last year. The audio quality is poor because it's an internet radio show, but I just decimated James Bennett of Screw Loose Change. He made not one valid point. I owned his ass. So I encourage people to go check that out.
Well, it is the one thing about Stephen Jones is they always say, he got fired from his job, so that's no point looking at his research.
He got fired from his job for speaking out. I mean, they've tried to say that, you know, the Dutch gentleman that saw Building 7 and said absolutely had to be a controlled demolition retracted his statement. He never retracted his statement. It's just totally and completely made up. He was contacted by local media later that year where he stood by his statement that it had to be a controlled demolition. Let me give you yet another example. One of the little rats that posts over at that Screw Loose Change is a young punk named, quote-unquote, R.K. Owens. You know, he owns people. Give me a break. Yeah. This little 19-year-old, you know, I ended up cursing at him. I got really upset last year. He came up to me and he was trying to make point after point after point. Now, he obviously thought his strongest point after I just used and abused him. I mean, I mean, you just look at the comments online. There's some harsh language in this thing. So, you know, I caution you if you watch it, if you can't take. Yeah. Yeah. Well, me reacting to the guy, but he puts out this video last year. At one point, I say that there was the head of FEMA in New York stated that there were 2,700 degree temperatures at the base of the World Trade Center. Now, I say in that it just came out a couple weeks ago. In fact, it was reported in the first 2 weeks after 9/11. It was on September 16th, 2001. Now, this article was not actually available online, or at least people didn't think it was because it was hard to search for. I had gotten the hard article out of New York Newsday in researching for Fabled Enemies and Loose Change. You know, I had the hard article, I had scanned it in. So I wasn't aware that there was this video of him out there for a minute, you know, showing me, and then he runs a laugh track. There's no 2,700 degree temperature. I contacted Jason Burmes. He couldn't provide the information. So I saw this thing, And I'm like, I know I have this article. So I go and I find the article, and it is a real article. And it's a guy named James Baker Sky. It's spelled like it sound, Baker Sky. He readily admits that it has an incineration type effect and that there are 2700 degree temperatures at the World Trade Center. I post the article. What does he say? It's a fake. I forged it. Even though it was reprinted in two other articles and was able to be found online. But I'm the liar. That's what the debunkers do. So, you know, I would encourage your friends to go check out my debates. You got anything else for me, Brian?
Okay. Yeah, actually, just a couple more quick things here. I just wanted to say, when I first came across Alex Jones there, it was one of his rants where he's talking about bankers wanting to kill everyone. And he was so angry, you could, hear the foam coming out of his mouth and everything. Mm-hmm. And, I just stumbled on that with a couple friends, right? And they're, mm-hmm. Laughing away. Mm-hmm. And, that's one of the things that made me look into what he was actually talking about some more. And,
that proves my point from earlier, different strokes for different folks. Your friends may have been laughing, but you took it seriously and you've expanded your information and you looked up what he says. I tell people, listen, don't just listen to what I say. Verify it for yourself. I will show you the documentation. I will point you in the direction of the information. It's up to you to do your own investigation. Brian, I thank you for the call. Any comments on that, Aaron?
No, I think you pretty much said it there.
All right. Do you want to get out of here? I know you got a lot of work to do, brother.
No, but I was wondering if you told them about that George Bush statue in the airport.
I was in the middle of talking about it, but Alex cut me off. Yeah, over in Houston International Airport, there is this 8-foot George Bush with, Winds of Change as the book he has on, and his jacket swinging in the wind. It's just this memorial of how great he is. And, right in front of him is a pentagram with the Pentagon shape in the middle, and then the, the arms of war thing?
Yeah, it's kind of that war memorial wreath setup that they always have in front of these gods and goddesses, and obviously are basically deifying.
It's out of control.
A living person, of course.
Yeah, of course. Oh, he's so great. Jacob in Kansas. Jacob, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Alex.
How you doing, sir?
E-cigarette, the smoking everywhere when you guys were affiliates with them. Mm-hmm. I really wish that Jim Tucker would at least give it a try if he hasn't already. After 20 years of smoking cigarettes, I have cut down to about 2 or 3 little pinner cigarettes a day. And not even trying. It doesn't have any...
Hey, let me give you a suggestion, because one of my buddies was rocking the e-cigarette when we went to Philadelphia. And you know how you have to buy the little cartridges on the thing? You can actually get the liquid online for much cheaper in a droplet box, and then you can reuse the cartridge. Oh, you're using it. Yeah. No, it's great.
No, not yet. I just started, and I realized that you can save a lot of money by buying the liquid and blank cartridges. Some of them have, double-pack cartridges where you can have, 2 packs of cigarettes worth in one little cartridge. It's really easy. It doesn't take a mechanical engineer to do it, and I'm getting my mom off of them. She's going to save 5 to 25 years off her life for doing it, and it doesn't even hurt to switch. You just do this, and when you want to just puff on a cigarette but not really needing the nicotine, they have high, medium, low, even high extra strength probably for Jim. anyway, I'm in the largest computer clan in the world. The clan saying, not KKK, but it's the largest worldwide group of gamers.
Okay.
And we play about 4 different types of games, and my name online is Firecracker with a little asterisk InfoWars. They would not let me put InfoWars.com on the end. And whenever anybody strikes up a conversation, because there is voice comms in these games.
Yep.
We can go on and on and on and on.
Well, you know what? That's why they are tracking it. They have restricted certain names on you. Some people can't register 9/11 truth names. It's absolutely ridiculous. And now with Project Natal and, basically a biometric camera in your home hooked up to the internet 24/7, it's going to take the spying to another level. And you better believe that Microsoft is intricately involved in the military-industrial complex. Jacob, I got to jump. I got so many callers. We're going to jump to Jake in New York. From Jacob to Jake. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's up? Jason, I'm a fellow upstate New Yorker. I'm from Rochester, and I once got a speeding ticket in your hometown of Catskill. And,
okay.
It wasn't that cool. But anyway, I was wondering about the end, the greater New World Order theory, mm-hmm. and what is there any evidence to support that? Is there any evidence to support that there's anything behind the New World Order kind of pulling them together and forcing them to work together?
Well, here's how it works. You know, in my new film, I'm really going to try to take on this question. That's what I'm trying to do. There are definitely, and Aaron will attest to this, there are definitely separate factions within the New World Order, different visions. But the overall goal is a one world government, control over the populace. Now, how it's controlled and who's in charge is almost up for debate at some level. Now, is there evidence? Oh, my God. I mean, where do you see this next film? I've got everyone from Madeleine Albright, Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr. I've got Richard Nixon talking about the New World Order in the 70s.
Doesn't exist, Brian.
The thing is that it's like a cartel. It's different crime families getting together and vying for power. And at the end of the day, they all want the same thing, but they all want to be the top dog and have their philosophy be the one that's followed. So you are going to have small skirmishes in between, but
they believe that is their survival of the fittest again, that offers competition to their system, and so creates that synthesis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going in to cut some voiceover tracks. I wanted to say goodnight to everybody and thank you guys for doing a great job on the trip and a great job this evening.
Thank you, sir.
This interruption brought to you by Infowars.com. And I've actually been up here working too much this weekend. So
yeah, I know. You called us yesterday and you were in the office. People don't believe Alex Jones works 7 days a week. If there were 8 days in a week, he'd be working 8 days a week. I promise you.
Yeah, but only because we're being encircled by these parasites and we can't let these sons of bitches win.
No, I agree.
This is a vicious tyranny. These are killers.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You know, I'm in the office 7 days a week as well, or I'm on the trips. And I love being here because it is so important and the New World Order is real. Look out for it. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. If you want to know the history of the New World Order, you want to see the publications that have been around for over 100 years, the ideal sets, the quotes, the goals, the apparatus.
There's no elite, Burmese. Elites only help people.
I'll tell you what, that's what it was like being in the George Washington Masonic Memorial. Oh, the Masons build hospitals.
Oh.
I mean, this guy's a 32nd degree Mason, and he's straight up lying to us and telling us that the paintings on the wall have small imperfections, so those people can't copy them to get the sacred information. So later on that evening, we meet up my friend who is a Mason, and he's one of the guys I pledged with, and I tell him that story, and I'm like, give me a break. And he's like, well, you know, sometimes we tell non-Masons things that aren't necessarily true. And I'm like, oh, really? You do that? I can't believe it. You're so benevolent. But I love him to death. I mean, he's really a good guy, and, you know.
That's why you didn't tell him to take his flu shot.
I did tell him not to take the flu
shot. You love the government. Take double.
I said, don't take the flu shot. I said, don't vaccinate your baby on the way. His wife's 7 months.
Burmese, that's Al-Qaeda talk. The scariest thing is how they're already designating travelers just randomly, getting everybody used to being, it's too much. I'll see you.
All right.
Good job, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. We got a big show lined up this week for you. A lot of big guests. It's dynamite.
Jake, I thank you for the call. Before I jump to Arthur in Massachusetts, what's your take on the quote-unquote New World Order, Aaron? I know you've done a ton of research, even outside my own.
Well, it's a complicated thing. I've spent as much time as possible researching the eugenicists, and just the way the kind of Darwin-Huxley circle intersects with that Rhodes Scholar circle, you know, Cecil Rhodes and the people who grew out of them.
The Harrimans.
Oh, well, yeah, there's always an American base, too. So I don't know what to say about it in just a moment because it's...
Other than it does exist and they do vie for power, but there is petty infighting and people are always competing within one another, correct?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're human beings. They'll work together when it's convenient, but when the one guy wants the extra amount of power, he's willing to go that, you know, other mile.
Well, it's a transformation to collectivism. They're trying to get everyone in on it.
And to talk about collectivism, G. Edward Griffin gives a great dissertation in the interviews that we do with him. Coming up in Invisible Empire, again, check out the film. Arthur in Massachusetts, you're online.
Hey, yes, Arthur. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Let me shut the... Okay.
All right.
Yeah. About Alex Jones and his attitude, it's like, it's great. You know, if you look at when the police shot the guy in California, mm-hmm. you know, when somebody was on it.
In the Oakland train station, right?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. somebody's on his neck. And he shot him right in the back, you know, mm-hmm. down.
No, it's out of control. Right. How about the 72-year-old woman being tased? How about the EMT getting pulled over and choked? I mean, these people are out of control. And, yeah, in certain cases, they will shoot and kill you. Somebody needs to be upset. Alex Jones is the only person that I've seen take this information, make it comprehensive, and actually be genuine and get upset about it and reach millions of people. And, you know, if those millions of people could just reach thousands more, we could grow exponentially. We could stop this thing. We could become the humanity we deserve to be. And I believe that we deserve a place on this earth. We deserve to love one another. We deserve better. We'll be back after this final segment of the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, a career when you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be.
Final segment of the Info Warrior. Remember, it's a new time slot. It's 6 to 9 Central Time, Sundays, not the 9 to midnight show. The 9 to midnight show is on hiatus. If you miss this show, however, we do offer the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com. I have not been updating the site, you know, that much. It is a blog site. I try to do a little video blog once or twice a week and try to report on the news, but when I'm on the road, it's almost impossible. I mean, Aaron, you're still in here. Why don't you explain to people how demanding these shoots are? I mean, we're the crew. You know, it's just us. I mean, we're responsible to get everything. I mean, tell people what it's like to have a schedule like the one we just had.
Well, recently in particular, before you can even think of finishing one thing, it's back on the plane because we're trying to talk to so many people and get this information all correlated together and really talk to people. Three times now we've interviewed Webster Tarpley for these Obama films, really digging into the material. We just went and talked to him about Holdren. We've spent all this time trying to track down this Holdren textbook, Ecoscience. I mean, everything we do is just nearly 24/7 other than just a little sleep.
A little sleep, too. I don't think we got 8 hours once while we were out there, right? Not even close.
Not a chance.
I think we got 5 or 6 at the most on some of the nights, and we just had to grin and bear it. I mean, that's how we roll here at InfoWars. We realize that this is real. We realize that this is important information. We realize we're on a shoestring budget. We realize we don't have all the time in the world. We realize we need to make a big effect. And the way that that is done is unfortunately only through movies. You have the huge effect. Yeah, the websites are great. This show is great. Alex's show is great. YouTube is great. But what gets the millions of hits, Aaron? Obama Deception 2. Loose Change. Fabled Enemies. That's what reaches the masses. And the movies don't make themselves, do they?
Obviously not.
And, you know, I'm talking to one of the guys that has to log even more footage than I do, even though I'm going through, you know, all these hearings and whatever. You know, he's capturing in another room doing a similar thing, or he's capturing some of the videos that somebody else shot, or he's capturing some of the interviews and logging the information that's shot over there. And then we'll have to sit in a room and say, oh, what fits where?
You know? How could we not dig through it, though? I mean, we're dealing with people putting sterilants in the water who are a complete continuation from eugenics from a century
ago. With books that are this thick. I mean, look how thick this book is. Do you realize how thick this book is and where it's hidden away in a couple of subsections where people might be against putting sterile.
Oh, that's right. Is it a conspiracy? Yeah, it's all on the bookshelf. It's just who's going to read all those pages?
That's right.
Who's going to read all these bills they're passing? It's all just coded in these texts.
Yeah, you know, like I'm talking to Phil Berg, and he knows about the cap and trade bill, and he knows about the health care bill, but he has no idea about the Give Act. He doesn't know anything about City Year and the new funding for AmeriCorps. I mean, it's so intricate.
Yeah, all these experts, they're so well informed, but who besides Alex has really correlated all this information? You know, Webster Tarpley maybe knows as much as he does. I don't know who else.
Yeah, but Webster Tarpley will take a different spin. And I was talking about the Tarpster and the debates that we were having before. And, you know, he's great. He's very smart. He's very well-meaning. And, you know, he almost expected, I felt a little too much of me. Burmis, you have to be a leader. You have to step up. 5-point plan, Burmis. 5-point plan. And I'll admit, I may not have all the answers, but I'm trying to do the right thing. I am trying to strive to find the truth, to express that truth to the masses, and hopefully somebody smarter, someone more articulate than me, is going to come up, step up to the plate, and bring even more people in, because we do need leaders, Aaron.
Very true.
Very true. Indeed. If you missed any of the show, we're talking about the first hour, the second hour, the third hour. You're going to want it all. Alex Jones popping in throughout. You can go to the InfoWarrior.com and grab it. It's going to be up on the YouTube. And, of course, we stream live for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, and we're going to have it online for you in just a short period of time. I thank you guys so much for following my work. I know I'm having an effect when teenagers in a park know about us. They know not to take the swine flu shot when I'm being waved at in D.C.
Guy at the World Bank, right?
Yeah, guy outside the World Bank, baby. We'll be back next week.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Direct to you
and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.